The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
It's a special night at North Hall High School with the induction of the second Hall of Fame athletic class. And it's also a homecoming for the Trojans as they take on one of their longstanding rivals in the White County Warriors. North Hall is off to a great start, undefeated at 4-0 the season, averaging 46.5 points a game, while White County comes into the game winless on the season. But you can throw out the records when it comes to this longstanding rivalry. It's White County and North Hall on Friday Night Football in North Georgia. And we kick things off with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show, and it starts off now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we are at the Brickyard at Lee Cottrell Stadium at North Hall here in Gainesville. Hi, everyone, along with Joe Gailey and Gary Glenn, our producer back in our studios, as always, is Nathan Laddie. Mike Warford with you here from the home of the Trojans as we start week number two of Region 6 AAA play as North Hall takes on White County. I mentioned it's a special time because you have alumnus like myself dating back to 1957 who can be here this evening. And it'd be great to see who's the oldest person here, Joe, from that standpoint, to see all the memories that we've had here at North Hall High School in the past. My senior year, we played White County High from that at time. I still remember that. I talked to someone even last year and the community said, yeah, I was there, remember that game. So that's how it goes, these close schools. We talked about so many times, it's closer for North Hall to White County than it is for North Hall to Cherokee Bluff. So that tells you that's how big a rivalry it can be at times.
It is, and I'm sorry, I didn't have my microphone down. I pushed it up out of the way. Yeah, and it is, and you're one of the oldest ones here, Mike, to be honest with you, because you, as you just said, dating back to 1957, but you being one of the oldest ones, and, you know, quite frankly, you probably are. So anyway.
No, Henry Loggins is here, okay.
I see Greg Williams down there, one of the inductees tonight. But, yeah, you know, it's a big time when these two schools get together, like a lot of others. But these guys started playing each other when there was only a couple of three high schools here in the county. And so they, you know, as we say a lot, these guys know each other. They're on the north end of the county. I call it the Battle of Walker Mountain, because Walker Mountain's kind of in between, or you can call it the Battle of Skiss Mountain because it's up there in between. And all these kids know each other. Farming community, they know each other. They see each other, you know, during the year, and church, school, whatever. So it's a family affair, if you will. Some of the kids, I was reading the roster earlier today, and I've known some of the kids for White County since they were 6 years old that are playing tonight. And same thing with the North Hall, known a lot of those kids for a long time. So it's a good atmosphere. It's homecoming and Hall of Fame night.
Well, Joe was one time the director of the Park and Rec in White County. You saw these guys when they were, what, 6 under, 8 under, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I've seen a lot of those names pop up tonight on the roster that are freshmen and sophomores now. A couple of juniors that I know are good athletes. And now they're just zooming on up the line, if you will, and get to play now. And you know, it's fun to see those guys, you know, move up. Last year we had Tripp Nix played a couple of years ago and got to see Tripp. And you know, I've known Tripp and his dad and then his grandpa forever. So
during halftime, we're going to talk a lot about the Hall of Fame. We're going to try to have as many of the inductees as possible joining us here. I know that Greg Williams is going to join us. Andrew Smith is going to join us. Hopefully Ronnie Hulsey will join us. But we had two that were possibly inducted. The late Jim Lofton and the late Marie Faulkner were inducted into the Hall of Fame. So we got a lot to talk about. Gary Glenn was at the Hall of Fame activities before we got started here this evening. We've got lots to talk about this evening. But the big thing is, it's the game. It is White County and North Hall here on Friday Night Football in North Georgia. We're back with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations. Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Again, it's a special time here at Northall this evening with homecoming festivities, the Hall of Fame induction. It's the second class they're going to do it every 2 years here at Northall. I'll be curious about how long they do it, Joe, because you may have a lot of people in that Hall of Fame at a later date. Down the sidelines, as always, is Gary Glenn. And Gary, you were at that event. You see a lot of important people in North Iowa history down there.
Oh, yeah, and I gave Joe a copy of the program so you can read all about the bullet points if you want to of some of the people that were inducted by. I see, of course, Dr. Greg Williams and Paul White. Paul White inducted 2 years ago, but Greg inducted tonight, along with Andrew Smith, who was a star in two sports and actually played three sports here at North Hall for a while.
Yes, he did.
Before he gave up basketball. And then Chris Nix, a longtime friend of the Lofton family, accepted the plaque on behalf of Coach Jim Lofton. And these plaques, by the way, guys, not only do the people take them home with them, but they are also in the gym forever. They got them on the wall up there now.
So it should be.
That's kind of cool.
It really is, Gary. And so you see these people, and what homecoming is really all about, Gary, at a high school football game.
Absolutely, and Bob Christmas just patted me on the shoulder right there, so I had to take a minute to talk to Coach Bob, and then he was here, and he helped introduce Andrew tonight. Of course, Andrew played for him before we went on to the Air Force Academy, and it's good to see people that you don't normally see, you know, all the time. Yep. And Faulkner.
That's what I was going to say.
Chris Faulkner's here, and he accepted it on behalf of his mom, who was inducted tonight. And that was good to see Chris again. So,
absolutely.
You renew some old acquaintances here. And of course, Jim Lofton was my coach, not here at North Hall, but at Jefferson. And my favorite Jim Lofton story is I played a lot of scout team, which actually wound up being to my advantage when I got into sports casting, because I could talk about offenses and defenses because I'd played just about all of them. But I was going up against in practice. One day I was going up against one of our all-state tackles, a guy by the name of Alec Bryant, who went on to a full ride at Georgia Tech, had a good career out at Tech. And Coach Lofton looked at me and said, Gary, can't you keep Alec out for one play? That kind of hurt my pride a little bit, you know. I was big and strong. It's kind of slow and clumsy, but I was big and strong. So I said, all right. So for that one play, I went out and I whipped his butt. Kept him off. And then the guy, William Howington, whom you know, ran for a touchdown. He was on the scout team. He's running a halfback, the scout team. And he went right off tackle and ran for what would have been a score. So I went back to the huddle feeling pretty good about myself. And Coach Lofton, I was expecting him to say, well, that's a pretty good job, Gary. Good job. Good job, William. Instead, he looked over the line. He said, Alec, that was Gary Glenn keeping you out of here. And I went, oh, my God. Oh, no. And I looked up, and all I could see was steam coming out of his helmet and two burning coals where eyes should have been. And William was saying, just get a piece of him, Glenn. Just get a piece of him, Glenn. Just get a piece of him.
Gary, if you remember, here before this press box was renovated a few years ago, there was what we called the Lofton Closet. that was here because Coach Lofton used to be on the sidelines, and he would get so upset that he had to go up here in the press box because he just couldn't control himself at times. And he was up here, and he was confined in his own little world up here where he could just go ahead and rant and rave. He would get so emotional when he was head coach here. Well, at North O.
Needless to say, on the next play, Alec got to the quarterback and the running back and anybody else he wanted to get to.
Yep. And I hear Jody Kinney introducing the Hall of Fame class right now, Gary.
Yeah. They're on the field, and they let the White County Band come out and perform because it's homecoming here, so they let them perform in the pregame.
And there were six members into the hall this year. Again, two were inducted posthumously with the late Marie Faulkner and the late Jim Lofton.
That's right.
How about the other four, Gary?
I'm sorry?
How about the other four? Introduce those to our listeners.
You've got Coach Jean Foster out here. She's with Coach Faulkner. And Paul White, of course, introduced 2 years ago. So, and Bob Christmas out there, and he's with Andrew Smith. Bob inducted 2 years ago as well. So those are the people that got out there along with Andrew Smith. And one of the best basketball players in North Hall history, Joe, over there on the end.
Yeah, Ronnie Hulsey.
All-time leading scorer.
All-time leading. Marie Faulkner was inducted tonight. Chris, her son, did the honors on that. Ronnie Hulsey was here tonight. Jim Lofton and Chris Nitsch stepped in and accepted the award. Paul Powers here tonight. Andrew Smith. And then Coach Greg Williams.
Ronnie now a successful attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in fact, his company has the name now at Esau's Field, which I still would love to see be known as Lofton Bradshaw Field there.
National Anthem.
Thank you, Joe. We're back in 2 minutes here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at GHCFCA.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit DuplicatingProducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
We're talking about the Hall of Fame. We're talking about homecoming, but also it's a game. Region 6 AAA action this evening, and we're at the midway point of the season. And, Joe, you and I were talking before we got here this evening. North Hall's off to a great start, averaging 46.5 points a game, and they're expected to win this ball game in a big way. But, again, you never know with White County. But then, rest of the way, it is a brutal schedule for North Hall. Four of the next five games are on the road. Then we have one more home game here this year, and that's against Lumpkin County, which would be a really big opponent for them. But next week they go to Jasper to take on Pickens. They've got Greater Atlanta Christian in Norcross. They're back here against Lumpkin. They've got Johnson at Johnson. They have got Dawson County. The last game of the season will be there to bring everybody that ball game before we get ready for the state playoffs. But I tell you what, right now you can say you're undefeated, but now really the next part of the season in my mind begins.
Well, we talked a little bit about earlier today. You know, they talk about the preseason, your scrimmage game, then you get into the preseason as far as before your, I call them warm-up games before you get into your region. But the gauntlet starts, you know, basically tonight. Now, White County, yes, North Hall should win tonight because North Hall or White County is on down here. But then when you get into Pickens, Dawson, GAC, Lumpkin, that's the meat. That's the top five teams that are competing for the four spots. And, of course, GAC's knocked out. But they could very well knock somebody out of there.
Absolutely.
You know, depending on how they play this year. And they're not bad this year. GAC pulled off what I consider an upset. They beat the Lumpkin last week down in Lumpkin on a long field goal there at the end of about a 23, 25-yarder. And, you know, Lumpkin probably should have won that game. So now it's important for Lumpkin to win, especially tonight, but then went on out. And everybody's chasing North Hall, Gary, the rest of this year since they're the undefeated region champs returning.
Yeah, and White County, I think, has met North Hall four times when North Hall was ranked, and White County wasn't, and White has won two of those games.
Yeah.
So they're 2-2 in those situations. But North Hall, I mean, they have just put together an offensive juggernaut. They're on pace to break just about all the offensive school records. They're averaging 544.3 yards a game.
Yep.
And you said, you know, 46.5 points a game.
Well, the other end, Gary,
is almost 326 yards a game.
You know, the other end, Gary, White County has only managed 15 points this season.
Yeah. I mean, that on paper, it should be a romp for North Hall, but that's why you line them up and play. This is the first time in school history they've ever scored 40-plus points in their first four games. The defense only allows 106 yards a game. Now, they've given up some points, that's for sure, but it was that bend and not break. When it came down to it, the defense stood up tall. I mean, you got Buddy Clark, Walker Davis, Michael Donatelli, Hunter Robertson, all last week with a huge amount of tackles, some sacks in there, tackles for losses. I mean, they've got talent. I mean,
well, last week was impressive, Gary. The defense, the way they showed up against Chesapeake and started the second quarter after that 8-minute drive, which went 80 yards to end the first quarter. After that, the North Hall defense shut down Chesapeake.
Shut them down, and then the offense scored, what was it, 48 unanswered points?
Yes.
I mean, come on. What can you say?
Well, they scored the first points of the game on a field goal, then they scored seven consecutive touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, White County, is, as you gentlemen have already established, comes in at 0-4. But it's a rivalry game. It might be close for a quarter or two, but you know what? If North Hall gets ahead, look for them to put the pedal down.
Absolutely.
That's they're going to put it down. They want a running clock in the second half. They want to play a bunch of people because, as you say, the gauntlet of the region has already started, but it's going to really pick up in these next games that are on the road.
Joe, about the starting lines, you got those for us?
I do, sir. Let me unwind my papers here. For North Hall on the offensive side of the football, on the line you got center number 77, Eli Ham. The guards will be 71, Henry Weaver, and 69, James Holloman. Tackles will be 73, Cade Hawthorne, and 75, Mason McGill. Wide receivers will be Jack McCluskey, number 25, Ty Kemp, number 3, number 1, Cole Cable. Tight end will be number 8, Dawson Gray. The quarterback will be Alex Sleeman, number 7. He'll rotate in and out with Smith McGarvey, number 8. Smith, as we've seen, is kind of that Swiss Army knife. He's playing a little bit of everything for the Trojans this year. And then running back, you'll have Justin Allen, 23, and Parker Allen, number 12, will rotate in and out. On the defensive side for White County that I have, Josiah Williams will be the defensive tackle. Matt Turner, number 50, will be a nose guard. Mikey Marino will be number 54, defensive end. The two linebackers I have are Noel Lammers, number 24, number 11, James Hart. The cornerbacks, Cody Tuohy, number 12, and number 4, Dave Waller. And the safeties, Zach Godfrey, number 2, and Xavion Anderson, number 6. On the opposite side of the football for White County, across the line, centers, Jackson Burford, number 55, the guards, 54, Mikey Marino, and Josiah Williams. And his number is skeptical because it shows 0, and I don't know if a lineman can be 0, so I have to get that when we go.
You can't be because remember last year at Charter House.
That's right. 52, Jabo Kastner, and is a tackle, and 50, Matt Turner's a tackle. Wide receivers, got 4 of them. Gaines Clark, number 1, Davey Waller, number 4, Reed Penrose, number 9, and number 2, Zach Godfrey, Quarterback is Alex Freeman, number 8, and Noel Lammers is the running back. Defensively for the Trojans, Hunter Robertson, number 34 on the line, along with Dawson Reed, number 95, number 60, Jacob Wright, number 50, Robbie Lee. Linebackers, Dalton Hulsey, 44, Parker Carlton, 12, 28, Buddy Clark. Defensive backs, Walker Davis, 17, Wade Haynes, 14, Connor Harwood, 5, and J.J. Young, number 37, rounds it out for the Trojans.
Big thing, Joe, the difference, again, for new listeners, North Hall is loaded with senior class this year and a very young bunch of Warriors at White County.
They are, and I counted up earlier today to give you some numbers. Seniors now, you know, White County's got 12 and they got 14 juniors, but between the sophomore and freshman, Mike, there's 36 of them.
Uh-huh.
There's 18 in each class, so a lot of young guys coming up, a lot of good-looking guys that, from my recollection of them and how they play, but a lot of those young guys are kind of going to be baptism by fire, Gary, this year as they learn the ropes for Coach Bennett.
Well, sometimes you just got to take your lumps, you know, early on, get that experience. Nothing like playing under the lights. You know, it's court time in basketball. It's mat time in wrestling. It's track time on the track. And on the football field, it's under the lights on the gridiron. There's nothing, there's no substitute for it. You can scheme, you can plan, you can practice, but until they turn those lights on for real, and you are judged with a whole bunch of officials every play, nothing quite like it.
That is correct. The captains are fixing to come out, Gary. We'll walk with you out there real quick as you go. I'll try to get the numbers as we go. For North Hall, you've got Dalton Hulsey. You've got number 28. That's going to be Buddy Clark. You've got Big 73, which is Kate Hawthorne. And number 23, who's done a really good job, Justin Allen.
Wow.
On the other side of the football for White County as they turn around where I can get their numbers. Come on, guys. Turn around for me there.
Wow.
Number 50. And that is Matt Turner.
24.
24, that's Noel Lammers. Number 9 is Reed Penrose.
And I think it's 8.
And number 8 is going to be Alex Freeman. Those are the captains for tonight's game.
On the officiating crew, the man in the white hat, the referee is Steve McKay. Umpire is Paul Ball. Mike Robinson, the head line judge. Other line judge is Darius Glasper. Field judge is Derry Collins. Ron Reagan is the side judge. The electric clock operator is Cody Collins, and on the play clock, it's Jamal Brown. Those are your officials tonight. We are walking out to midfield right now for the introduction. Usually it's going to be the guy on my right when I get out there that's going to be calling the heads or tails. That should be Reed Penrose.
Thank you.
There's some big boys on White County, though. Look at this.
I'm getting some pictures with Greg Williams and Mike. Greg just gave Mike a handmade thing from one of the old bleacher boards up in North Hall. And we'll let Gary listen in with him.
Yep.
This is tails, heads. Heads, tails. What do you call?
Heads.
What did he say?
Heads.
Heads it is.
Tails.
North Hall wins it again.
It is heads, and they want the ball, of course. And this time, guys, they went on the other side. The captain called. That was Alex Freeman making the call. And Noel Hall wins the toss. So, and they want the ball. And, Joe, once again, it'll be easy for you to see them tonight because they're all in green with white numbers. White County's all in white with those dark blue numbers.
That'll make it nice.
All right, the kickoff's coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday night football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
It is a gorgeous night for high school football. Last Friday of the summer season as Equinox hits us on Monday with the fall season starting on Monday. And that tells you the importance of high school football getting ready to kick off for the last 5-6 weeks of the season coming up starting next week. It's North Hall in White County, and to tee it up, here is Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get the picture. White County all in white, as Gary said, with those navy blue numbers. North Hall all in green tonight with the black headgear and the white numbers here at the Brickyard. You'll have number 17, it appears, will be kicking it off. That's going to be Carson Ward, a sophomore. Back deep for the Trojans will be Ty Kemp, Cole Cable, and Cole Lindleaf. Lindleaf in the middle of those three, standing around the nine. The other two guys out around the 15, 18-yard line. So we'll see right now how it turns out.
Joe, every time Ty Kemp catches a pass, he's going to add to his school records.
Yep, he is.
Just about.
A lot of records here. Sleeman's leading the state in a lot of stuff. Now White County lines it up at the 35. Here comes Ward. Tommy Slether at the 40. A little pop-up going to come down way short. Dawson Gray catches it at the 38. He's still on his feet. 40, 45, and finally knocked down around the 46, 47-yard line on the far side.
Man, yeah, he was waving everybody off like, I got it.
That was Dalton. Was that 84 or 44? That's
it was 84.
84, okay. Well, that was Jackson Miller, guy on the kick return. Hit it really short. He was up there, and boom, he caught it. And now they're talking about, I think they're going to wave it. He was down right there, a flag, because he ran.
Well, yeah.
After he caught it.
He was waving, and that signals a fair catch, and you can't run after you do that.
Yep.
Yeah, but it should be a penalty, though.
It is, though, because you're forcing the defense. Now, it's going to be called illegal procedure, and now Coach Pender's wanting a explanation from the side judge. I don't think he's going to like it because he's trying to talk to both of them. And both of them are like, no, we're not talking about it. Either way, North Hall's going to line it up.
Yeah, you can't signal them for a fair catch. I mean, you can on the kickoff, but you can't run after you catch it. It's like a punt.
Reed Penrose is one of those other linebackers for White County. Schliemann back. He'll take it. The right-hander backs up 3 or 4 steps. Looks going to throw it deep. Looking for it. He got tripped up by Ty Kemp. That should be a flag. Oh, they're saying no. He got tripped up, and there must be saying it over his head, but wow.
It wouldn't be the catch if we hadn't tripped him, would he?
Was it Anderson that caught? Their feet got tangled up. Mm-hmm. It was inadvertent, but it was still a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, everybody in the stadium saw that. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Well, they don't have a direct back judge tonight with the guy that would normally be in the middle. I see there's a zero next to that on the chart they gave me for the officials, Gary, so they're short a man tonight. They usually try to have 7 on the field. They've only got, I think, 6. Schliemann looks to the far side, complete to the far side. Going to be a first down, and he's going to be brought down across the 45 around the 47, 48-yard line. That's complete over there to Kemp.
Yeah, just a gang of the white shirts forced him out over there. But you're looking at Alex Schliemann's already a 2,000-yard man on offense. He's closed it on 2,000 yards passing.
Having himself a fine junior season, didn't he?
Schliemann. I think he's the only quarterback in the state that's averaging 300 yards a game.
4 wide out. Schliemann comes to this side. Pups. Now he's going to try and run. He's going to come across the 50, trying to get around the guy and gets down. Going to be a flag back at the 46 of North Hall. He got across the 50 to the 48. It's going to be an illegal procedure on North Hall. So 2 penalties right off, 1 on the kickoff and 1 here. Still going to be first down, but it's going to back him up.
And last week, Joe, they played a much clearer ball game than they did.
They did.
So far this season.
You and I were talking about that on the way up today. It seemed like the penalties were far less than what we've seen in earlier games this season.
Well, that's going to back them up. It'll be first down again, but it's going to be first and 15. Reed Penrose on that last tackle. Pretty good tackle. Had him around the waist. Just took him to the turf. But first and 15 for the Trojans now on the opening possession.
Sleeman, you got McGarvey out wide on the far side. You've got Kemp and Gray on this side. Allen next to the quarterback. Sleeman looking long again. He's got Cole Cable down there at the 20. He's trying to pull away. He gets down to the 10 and holds on to the football.
Yeah, Davey Walker rode him to the ground. Walker at 5'9", 129 pounds. But I tell you what, Cable went up for that.
Yep.
That was an acrobatic catch, and he did not go down immediately.
He had to slow down a step and a half there, Gary, to go up and get it, timed it right.
Yes, he did.
But he
elevated, Joe, when he did slow down, went back up and got it. Had to look back a little bit. You're right. So you got first and
Cable,
10
Gray,
at the 11.
And Kemp on the far side. Two backs, Carlton's in there. Carlton going to take the handoff at the 10, trying to push. Bounces off one guy at the 8, at the 5, trying to get away. Oh, he's tripped up around the 3-yard line. Number 2 in on the tackle right there. That's Zach Godfrey, one of the safeties. Down at the 2-yard line is where it'll be. North Hall will have it.
Yeah, so you got one more yard for a first down if they let this stand. Well, they're talking, though. Is there a flag somewhere?
I don't see a flag. That's what I'm wondering. Oh, there's one back out of play in the end zone area, outside the white down there to your right, Gary.
Yeah, they're talking, but I never saw a flag, but they've got the official is standing on the 2 so they won't lose their place. Whatever transposes.
It's a personal foul on North Hall, so it's going to come
goodness.
Back. Whatever it is, I don't know if.
Never saw a flag.
Yep. Well, it was in an odd spot. He threw it, and it was laying out of bounds. Outside the 3-foot wide white part, and I was like, "What? Okay, I don't know what that was for." But anyway, it's second down, and they can get to the 1 for the first down. Ball's at the 17.
But it's a dead ball foul, Joe.
They have straight pack to Cable. Cable trying to get away. That's a face mask, and nobody saw it over there on the far side.
I think that was number 11 who wrote him down, James Harda.
He's not complaining, but I don't know if they got him by the front of the jersey, but it looked like a face mask from where I'm standing.
Hart's a junior linebacker, 6 foot, 180 pounds.
Third down about 19, almost 20 now for the Trojans. 10:25 left here in the first quarter. You've got Sleeman back in there, Allen. You got 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts, and Gray at a tight end position. Ball on far hash mark. Sleeman takes the snap. Looking, got a little pressure on the far side. Now man comes on in a hurry. Alex slides out. Coach right in the middle of the Cable to the 1, touchdown. North Hall.
Yards.
Another flag back at the 17.
Oh, my goodness, 2 flags.
Got to be holding.
That was a strike right over the middle.
Beautiful, beautiful job. It's going to be holding on the Trojans. It'll back them up more. Beautiful job by Sleeman, and Cable got away right in the middle, and he caught it right in that seam, Gary. But it's going to come back because of a holding on the offensive line. Wow.
They need to take the clip out of that.
That's 4 out of 5 plays, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Joe.
4 out of 5 plays with a penalty. That's tough. They'll bring it back all the way to the 31-yard line. So it's 3rd down and 30 for the first down.
3rd and 30 for the first down and 31 for the touchdown.
10:02. Clock is stopped temporarily.
But you got to get in field goal range now.
Oh, yeah, you do. Sleeman out. 1, 2, 3 wideouts on the near side. McGarvey's one of them. Ball on the far hash mark. Ty Kemp on the far side. Now we got a timeout called by North Hall.
We'll take it with them. No score here in the first quarter. It's North Hall and White County on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
And back after timeout, North Hall has got to come up with something without committing a penalty.
Three wide outs, ball on the far hash mark. Schliemann back to pass, looking. Got a man over the middle. Complete down there to McGarvey at the one. Going to be just shy.
I think he's got the first down, though.
Yep, going to be really close. McGarvey caught it with a man on his back. He caught it, brought it right in. Great catch and a great throw by Alex down to Smith for, it looks like, to be the first down. If it is, it'll be first and goal.
North Hall's got so many weapons, guys.
It's going to be just shy of the first down by about a half a yard, maybe a full yard, maybe fourth and one.
Oh,
they can't get a first down.
They spotted him. They spotted him almost a full yard shy. I thought sure he had gotten down at least to the one, but it's fourth and 1 yard for the first down, 2 yards for the touchdown.
North Hall, Sleeman's in there with two backs. Carlton, they'll give it to Allen. Allen trying to bulldoze through. I think he got the first down anyway.
I don't think he got the touchdown, but yeah, I think he got the first down.
He did. According to the line judge, he's right on the goal line. They're stopping it for a second. First down, they'll say. Yep, first down. So they'll have four chances at it. Inside the one now. Probably what about, Gary, about the 8-inch line?
Of course, now Allen had a breakout game last week.
Yes, he did.
He had three touchdowns last week.
9 minutes and running here in the quarter.
76 yards last week and three TDs.
Cable goes out the far side. Nobody on the near. Two backs with Schliemann. Far side, hash mark. Gives it off to Parker. Walks into the end zone for the touchdown. Big Mason McGill clapping his hands. He got his man out of the way. So did Cade Hawthorne. And that'll be the first score of the night with 8:48. North Hall leads at 6-0.
Well, you go from third and 30 to getting the first down and the touchdown for North Hall. The opening possession of the ball game, and it's 6-0 North Hall.
Walker Vining will come in with McGarvey with the hold. Dalton Hussey will come in one of the blockers. We saw him catch a two-point conversion a couple weeks ago. Tried last week, but penalty was called on. There's the snap, the hold by McGarvey, the kick by Walker's up on top of the old field house, and good. 7-0 Trojan with 8:48 in the first.
And we're back in 1 minute for North Hall here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's 7-0 North Hall here in the first quarter play. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Weifert from Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard in this region 6 AAA matchup.
Walker Vining's kick all the way back to the 8. Number 12 is going to come out of there with, and he's tackled hard around the 21. Alex Freeman is who I had in there. Oh, that number 6, excuse me. That would have been Xavion Anderson. Got the kick return back out to the 21-yard line. So about a 12-yard return. White County will have it first and 10. From the own 21 for their first possession of the night.
I think that was Sawyer Lazenby on the kick coverage team, Joe, number 18, that made the stop. Sophomore, 6'1", 170. Let's go back to the play that set that up, the long pass to Smith McGarvey. You mentioned he's the Swiss Army. Now, maybe we ought to call him Smith MacGyver. He can do so much. He can receive the ball. He can rush the ball. He can throw the ball. He is a weapon, Smith McGarvey.
Alex Freeman back with one back. Three wideouts, ball on the near hash mark. Freeman, little flat. Oh, and the man drops it out there, and it's going to be incomplete pass. Tried to come out of the backfield on Noel Lammers. Hit him in the hands, and it bounced down the ground right back to him. He was going to run again, but the side judge was like, no, sir, that's incomplete.
Yeah, that's not a lateral, son. That's a pass, and it's incomplete.
Good call by the official, and trying to catch North Hall, give him a little room to get it outside there and get a little space there, and it didn't happen. Got one, two wideouts, two backs there next to Freeman, one on either side. Now they're moving guys around. Godfrey will move. Reed Pinsmore will come over here. Freeman takes it, hands off to Lammers. Lammers tries to cut inside. Big Dalton Hulsey is the first one to hit him, and they bring him down right at the 20, 21-yard line.
North Holmes will start this game out just like they did last week with Chesity from the second, third, and fourth quarter to shut the offense of White County down and go three and out.
They are, they've since last week after that first touchdown that Chesity scored, they've really, I want to say dominant, but they've really played well. 8 minutes now left in the first quarter. Three wideouts on the far side, one on the near side. Freeman telling everybody he got a guy blitzing up now. He stops and looks over to the sideline. You had Donatelli looking like he was going to crash in there. Then he backs up. Now see Freeman pointed at him. Lammers over on the left of his quarterback. Freeman back. He's rolling to this side. Looks he's going to throw it in. He throws it incomplete as his receiver, number four, Waller, went inside towards the 30, the number 30, and the ball was between there and the sideline.
That was a wobbler, Joe.
Yes, it was.
But guys, what to think about now, North Hall, the lead, they can just pin their ears back.
Yep. You got Lindleaf and Kemp back to return as Wesley Seabolt will be back to punt it for the Warriors.
I think they're going to set up the return. I think if the block is there, they'll take it, but they want to get a good return and put themselves in good field position.
Snap coming. Seabolt back. Six guys on the line trying to bring one on the outside. Hey, oh, he almost got it. Good punt, though, is going to come down at the 45. They call fair catch. Kemp took it, and he'll have it there at the 46. It'll be first and 10 for North Hall at their own 46 for their second possession. They came after it that time, Gary. Almost got it.
Yeah, they did. It wound up being, what, 28, 45, about a 33-yard punt with no return. Yeah, the guy on the outside was basically unblocked, but I think he was so open, he couldn't realize it. He didn't think he could block it, Joe, without smacking into the punter.
Right.
If he didn't get a piece of the ball, of course, it's rough in the punter, and you got a first down.
Right.
But as you mentioned, now North Hall, I think, is going to probably smell blood as much as they can.
Four wide outs, Sleeman in the backfield with Allen. Ball on the near hash mark. Lammers wants the blitz. Sleeman looks, got a man on this side. It's Big Dawson Gray across the 50, down the 45, down to the 43.
First down.
Brought down, looks like number six right there in on the tackle, Xavion Anderson.
Another long line of Andersons.
Ball will be on the 43, just outside the 43 of White County, 7:22 and a quarter. North Hall will stand in. Sleeman, Allen on his left. Three wideouts far side, one the near side. Cole Cable on the near side. Looking to go, they're going to hand off to Allen. Allen across the 40, bullet his way, 35, 34-yard line down to the 33. According to the spot on his side, that would be another first down.
Dragged a couple of White County Warriors.
I noticed last week, he runs most upright instead of diving that head in there and keeps those legs turning, Gary.
Well, he's strong enough to do that sort of stuff.
Oh, you notice, too, they're going to mix things up now, run, pass.
First down at the 33 of White County, 6:45. Three wideouts, four wideouts as Gray splits out on the near side. Sleeman puts one in motion. That's going to be Smith McGarvey. Looking for Smith. He's wide open. Oh, he overthrew him. Smith was wide open.
Probably shouldn't have thrown it quite that hard because Smith was breaking open. They've used Allen mostly as a short down back, Joe, but he got some yardage. He got the first down on that last one. But he's a big guy. He's 200 pounds. A 200-pound running back in high school is a pretty good-sized kid.
Yes, he is.
Now, what's the run here, guys, I would think?
Second down, 10. Three wideouts, one in close. That's going to be Cable in motion. Sleeman has it. Got one coming on him. He's got to throw it. A little screen over the top, and nobody's there. I think it was supposed to be 23 Allen maybe catch it, but yeah. He was more in blocking mode, wasn't he?
I think Allen got caught up in traffic in the line, Joe, and the pattern just wasn't there where Alex thought it was going to be.
But unusual, two straight incomplete passes by Schliemann, third down and 10 for the Trojans.
Schliemann over getting his instructions from the offensive coordinator and Coach Pinter. One man on, one man off.
You know that this third and long hasn't bothered the Trojans one bit tonight.
You got Ty Kemp splitting out the far side, Dawson Gray, Lynn Leaf on the near side, and Cable on this near side. Two backs this time with Carlton and Allen. Excuse me, that's number 22, Jacob Adams, looking to pass, rolls out the far side, throws it up in the grabs, got a man wide open at the five, caught it, and then trying to get away from the guy, but they're saying he's out of bounds right there at the five-yard line. The receiver that time is number three, Ty Kemp. Ty saying he was still in bounds, but the side judge says, nope, you stepped out of bounds, even though side judge is 25 yards away.
And Joe, I was going to ask a question. Does White County have just the numbers to be able to defend all the North receivers?
Well, as I said, third and long hasn't bothered the Trojans. They've been their own worst enemy here. White County really hasn't stopped them.
Adams comes out, and then number 25 for the Trojans, Jack McCloskey, another receiver, comes in the game, gives the play to his quarterback real quick, 15 on the play clock. Fakes it, gives it around, in around over here to Kemp. Kemp trying to get around. He got a block, walks into the end zone. Good block down there. Touchdown, Trojans.
You know what? Ty Kemp has got football speed.
He does.
Cole Cable's got the 40-yard dash on the stopwatch, but Ty Kemp is running as fast as he needs to run.
You notice that time the Cole Cable kept holding that block all the way into the end zone to allow Ty to get into the end zone. Good job by the receiver. Walker Vining. There you've got Cole Cable. You've got Dawson Gray. Snap, the hole, the kick. Little pooch shot is up, and it is good. 14-0 North Hall with 6:09 in the first.
And back and more after this timeout here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
I was just telling Joe during the time, but this has got to be a record for Jody Kenney. This is 11 straight possessions of North Hall in three games they've scored.
Tuohy and Godfrey back to catch it. It'll be Tuohy here at the 8, out to the 10, 15, 20. Tries to get away from a guy. Green shirt goes flying by, and a tackle made by Dalton Hulsey right there at the 26-yard line. The first and 10 right there for the Warriors.
Dalton Hulsey doesn't come off the field much, does he? He's playing on the kick coverage team there.
But, Gary, is that an amazing figure? 11 straight possessions you've scored.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to win a lot of games if you're doing that.
Yes, sir. Like Kenny will have it.
I said tonight, North Hall's been their own worst enemy. White County hasn't stopped them. When
Alex
they got
Freeman.
Thrown back, Joe, they got thrown back by penalties.
That's right. Alex Freeman in the backfield, one man back there with him. It's going to be number six. And that's going to be Xavion Anderson, a new back there with him. Four wideouts, Godfrey,
and
Penrose.
Pistol formation.
Gaines close. A handoff this time to Anderson. Anderson trying to tiptoe through. Might have got a half yard as he's met head on right there. Jacob Wright and a couple other linemen. He's trying to dance through some of his guys in some green jerseys. And Jacob Wright said, that's far enough, young man, and knocks him down.
Well, he ran into big Dawson Reed for one of them, 6'2", 235 senior. And I think number 34 in on that play too, Hunter Robertson. Well, we call those names a lot.
Yes, sir.
Robertson, pretty good sized kid too, 190 pounds.
East side and Flower Branch tied at 7 early down. At Flower Branch, going to flip-flop sides. A couple of guys are. That's Godfrey and Penrose. Freeman past his thigh. Penrose goes in motion and moves a guy up for North Hall. Ooh, in the backfield. Who is that masked man came in and made that tackle? That was
the aforementioned Hunter Robertson, I think.
Hunter Robertson?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Hunter blitzed in there and knocked that man down, or Anderson down, for a four-yard loss back to the 23-yard line. Wow. Nope.
Nobody touched him.
He came in a hurry, didn't he, Gary?
Yeah. That was your all-out jailbreak blitz, and nobody touched him.
Nobody picked him up, and boom.
That's what happens when you turn somebody like Robertson loose with nobody getting in his way.
Third down, 13 now for White County. Four wideouts on their own 23-yard line. Freeman making some hand gestures to his sideline. Got one man beside him. Man in the back to block it. Freeman looking. He's going to throw it down the middle of Wobbler, but the man's catching it right there. That was number one. Gaines Clark caught it at the 40, down to the 41. First down for White County.
Walker Davis nailed him, but that's the best play White County's had tonight.
That was a nice catch. Kind of a floater as it came in there. He threw it pretty sharply, but it still floated, and Gaines Clark did a nice job waiting on it and catching it.
That's the one play I was told by North Hall they got to really watch out for tonight.
Lumpkin County up on top of Chesterton over at Chesterton, 14 to nothing in the first quarter. Dawson and Pickens scoreless is what we have. Two wideouts, a couple of guys in the backfield, pistol formation. Two of the guys in the backfield split out to wideouts. Now they got four. Freeman takes it. Oh, the misdirection. One guy went the wrong way. Freeman's got a bootleg come to this side, and he's tackled hard at the 42. Number 50, 95 for North Hall. Dawson Reed's helmet comes off, so they'll have to come off for a play.
You know, that's really got to be a sinking feeling, doesn't it, huh? When you turn around and expect the guy to be there to hand the ball to, and he's on the other side.
He turns around to hand it, and he's like, uh-oh, where'd he go?
Whoops.
Yep. Second down, 9 yards to go, 3:33 left in the quarter. North Hall up by two scores. Freeman. They fake it, then they all stand up and look over to the sideline, then they come back.
We used to just run the guard in with the play.
Freeman now looks over to the side, chats over to Penrose with Lammers in the backfield, going to put Penrose in motion. Flip-flops him to the other side as a tight end. Lammers going to block. He gets 5, 8, 9 across the 50. Lammers finally tackled from behind by number 34, Hunter Robertson. And, man, Noel found a little bit of a hole on this near side that time, Gary, and got him about 10 or 12 yards down across the 45 to the 44 of North Hall.
That was a good strong run that time. And Robertson caught him, but it was not before he got the first down.
East Jackson on top of East Hall, 6-0 early from East Hall. First down at 10 at the 44-yard line of North Hall, 2:48 and a quarter. White County with two wideouts, one on either side. Moving some guys around. They start with like four in the backfield. They move some guys out to a slot and another tight end. Freeman looking to pass. Got it over to Lambert. Lambert's hit immediately by Parker Carlton, and he loses a couple of yards. And then Carlton's body slams him back at the 48.
Boy, that was nailing by Parker Carlton.
They read that one perfectly because they saw the screen coming. They got it out to Noel, and as Noel caught it, Parker hit him, boom, boom, and knocked him back for about a four-yard loss. Yeah, second down and 13 now from the 47-yard line. 2:06, four wideouts, three on the near side, ball on the far hash mark. Freeman looks over again to the sideline, getting last-minute signals. 13, 12, 11, 10 on the play clock.
Better watch it.
I've used a lot of time
getting
the play clock.
Takes it with four. Freeman back to pass. Looks. Throws on the far side. Got a man down at the North Hall 37, 38-yard line. Nice catch down there by Gaines Clark. Gaines Clark with the two biggest plays of the night for White County. Other than that run by Lammers a few minutes ago.
It'd been Connor Harwood that shoved him out over there, Joe. That was a shove, but he got 10 yards.
Yep, third down and about four now for the Warriors with 1:39 in the quarter. New man in the backfield is going to be number 11, James Hart. He'll slide out because he's listed as a wide receiver. Another new guy in there, John Girard. I remember little John from long ago had a wide receiver.
What's the blitz?
Freeman back. Got one coming on him. He gets away from one. There comes the other guy from North Hall. And two guys, one of them is that number zero that came in there on him? Or number 90. That is going to be Robbie Lee, maybe. Maybe White Cannon comes in there on the tackle. Knocked him back 4 yards. It's going to be fourth down and eight now for the Trojans. They're going to go for it, though.
Made a Freeman sandwich that time, Joe.
Yes, they did. John Girard out on the near side. One guy on the far side. That's going to be Gaines Clark.
I think they're trying to draw him off.
13, 12, 11. The way Freeman's standing with his hands on his leg, they're probably going to call a timeout with like just a few seconds left. Let's see here. Quarterback standing, just kind of moseying around 3-2, and there's a timeout call with 1 second on the play clock. Timeout, White County with 46 seconds left.
It's North Hall 14, White County nothing. Back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance? Selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Back here at North Hall at the Brickyard, White County fourth down and about eight. Trying to get the first down with 46 seconds remaining in the first. North Hall up two scores. Freeman with the ball, looking to pass. Rush coming on him. They almost trip him up. Now he's going to get away. He gets over here to the 40. Running sideways to the, down to the 37. They stop him before the first down. Number 60 in on the tackle. Jacob Wright knocks him down. And North get the ball. North Hall will get the ball on downs.
And the Trojans get the first down. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Say hey real quick to one of my church friends, John Lusk, and his wife Sissy listening in from Canton, Georgia tonight. Glad to have you with us. Big John and I, big sports fans, and we talk about it a lot on Sundays when we're at church together. We had a thing there on Tuesday night and got to sit together and hang out. First down for the Trojans, ball at the 37-yard line. Schliemann back, looking to pass, gets it over to Cable. Cable cuts inside to 40, 45, gets away to the 50 and knocked out of bounds around the 48-yard line. There's a flag out. His number nine, Reed Penrose, after he was out of bounds, Gary, slung him on out of bounds a little bit. Didn't get hurt, but that is a little late hit, a little extracurricular activity.
I'm going to give some credit to Cade Hawthorne, who sprung him with a great block over here on the sideline, the big number 73, the tackle, the 6'1", 215-pound senior. When he's in your face, he's hard to get around.
They'll add the penalty on top of the pass reception and first down. They'll knock it down way inside Warrior territory. That's a big 15-yarder. Wow. Down to the 33-yard line is where North Hall have it. First and 10 for the Trojans. 26 seconds left here in the first quarter. Three wideouts, one on the near side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Allen next to Schliemann on the left side. Going to hand off to Cable. No, the ball's on the ground. They missed the handoff. Ball's still down there. Big 88, Dawson Gray pounces on it and gets it back. Looked like he caught him on the hip with it, and the ball came out of their hands there, Gary.
Boy, it was a crowd around it too, Joe, and nobody seemed to know for a minute where that ball was.
They were looking and looking and looking, and it kind of slid around, bounced around on the turf, and came out there back to the 35, so they lost 2 yards on it. Dawson Gray, the good hands man,
and there's tied your
in. There's the end of the first quarter, 14-0 North Hall.
And we're back in the second quarter in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
We get ready for the second quarter here from North Halls. I was at Trojan Field back in the day, reminiscing, Joe, here at Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard here at North Hall. 14-0 Trojans. Both teams had the ball basically twice in the first quarter.
North Hall with the football. They have it second down and about 12. Sleeman comes out to this side, throws it over this side. Oh, he went up high, and then he got hit hard down there as the ball was over his head, way too high for Ty Kemp. He went up, and number two, Godfrey, came in and hit him hard. He would have been tough to hold on to that one, even if he had caught it, Gary.
Yeah, went through his hands. He would have been a yeoman's job, like you said, to even hang on to it, but he had to go high, and it was just too high for him to come down with that.
Be third down and 12 now for the Trojans at the White County 33-yard line.
You know, sometimes, Joe, it's just a matter of inches. You mistime that leap just a little bit, and the ball is through your hands before you realize it.
That's exactly right. One setback, three wideouts, four wideouts now. Sleeman goes to the far side, stops, looking, rolls back to the near side now. Got a man all over him, Noel Lammers. He rolls back to the far side, looking for a guy, throws it. He's got a man at the 30. That's McGarvey. McGarvey came back, got the pass. Might be close to the first down. Referee spots it about 2 yards short.
What a scramble by Sleeman to keep that play alive.
Yep. Came this way, then went back. And Noel Lammers was all over him and was able to tuck around and go the other direction. Found Smith and Garvey over there. It's going to be fourth down and about two, maybe two and a half now for the Trojans.
Justin Allen, he hit a block in the back. Play.
Fourth down now. You've got Cable out wide to the far side. Kemp on the near side out wide. Another guy out on the far side. Nope, just the one. Two running backs this time, Carlton, and going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton trying to bounce out. I don't think he did. He didn't. No. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a turnover on downs. White County will take control at their own 25. How about that?
Well, that streak ends, Joe. 11 straight possessions. Dating back to the East Hall game, North Hall has scored.
Yep.
Well, White County, give them credit that time. That defense bowed up and stopped them at the line.
Yes, they did.
And they needed it, too. So Freeman will lead the Warriors back into action here, trailing 14-0, just underway in the second quarter.
There was some rain in the, up north of us earlier, but it's dissipated. Thank goodness. Knock on plastic and wood and my head and everything else.
Hey, here's wood right here, buddy.
White County will have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Alex Freeman with one back in there behind him. It's going to be Anderson. Puts a guy in motion from one side to the other. That's going to be James Hart. Going to hand off to Xavion. Xavion trying to get through. He gets three, four yards across the 25 out to about the 28. Give him three on the carry. Second down and seven. Linebacker came up and helped in on the stop. Donatelli, Buddy Clark. And you've got Alex Freeman, wears number eight. He's back there looking over to the sideline. Gaines Clark, receiver on this side. Number 21, Joby Ryder, a sophomore, on the far side as a receiver. Puts a man in motion. That's Clark. Goes by. Now he comes back the other way. Going to hand off to the running back, Xavion. Xavion trying to get through. Gets maybe a yard and a half, 2 yards up to the 30 exactly. And it'll be third down and about five for the Warriors right there. Dawson County and Pickens. Pickens leads 7-3. Lumpkin 14-0 on top of Chesterton. I'm sorry, Gary.
Well, I'm going to tell you, running against the front four of that North Hall defense with a back up to that strong linebacking core, you're not going to get much most of the time.
Third down now. Ball just inside the far hash mark. 10-20 in the quarter, 17 on the play clock. Freeman in the shotgun with four wideouts. Takes the snap. Fakes it. Looks to this side. Got a man right there, Zach Godfrey. Good catch. Zach caught it around the 38. Got across the 40 to about the 43. And then Walker Davis has to come up and make the tackle. Nice pitch and nice catch by the White County Warriors right there to give them a first down.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, it was a spot-on pass. Threw it on a rope right where he had it, right where he could catch it. Nobody else could get to it. But Walker Davis was there to smack it once he did catch it. Still got the first down, though.
First down at the 44. Clock running. One, two, three, four, three wideouts. Now they'll move around and make them four wideouts. Gaines Clark's one of them. Godfrey another one. Going to hand off to Lammers. Lammers trying to go through, and he's going to bounce out. Comes around to this side. Ball's out on the floor. And who picks it up? White County does back at the 40. Wow. Gaines Clark, Johnny on the spot that time, Gary. Ball popped out, kind of went behind him and rolled back there. They're going to say it was down to 41. Gaines Clark got possession.
North Hall coaches were screaming, ball on the ground, ball on the ground. But Clark, 5'8", 146 pounds of him.
But, again, we go back. Joe, you know how hard a hit this game is going to be.
Yep. They need to rake that one out of there, Gary, that time. Looked like from up here. Reached in there and pulled it out. You got John Girard, you got Clark, you got Godfrey on the near side. Davey Waller, one man in motion. That's Anderson looking to come. Oh, a sack in the backfield. Sack. Dalton Hulsey and three more blue-green jerseys come back in there hot. Dalton Hulsey, is that 34? Hunter Robertson came through there again. Nobody could stop that bull rush, Gary, and he got back there and sacked him.
No, they had like a, it was the head of the spear, Joe, which went right through the middle of the White County offense, and Robertson with a sack. I don't know if they're going to give anybody else half a sack or a quarter of a sack on that, but Robertson smacked him first.
Knocked him back to the 33. It's third down and about 20 now. Looking to pass. Got a man over here. It's John Girard. John to the 30, the 35, the 40. Finally brought down from behind. Number 28, Buddy Clark, brings him down around the 47-yard line. John Girard tosses the ball to the official.
But teams keep finding a soft spot, Joe,
yep,
in the North Hall backfield.
Girard is a little bitty freshman. I don't want to take too much away from the kid, but he looks like he might weigh a buck 35 with all of his pads on.
If you'd see him play basketball in that outfit when he was 6 or 7 years old, you wonder how he got as big as he is now, Gary. Little John, his wife Missy, is the border.
But that was a good catch right there, and a good run after the catch, just not enough for the first down.
And he loves contact. His mom, Missy, is the Board of Education chairman in White County. Back deep is Lindleaf and Kemp. Punting is Seabolt. Seabolt, bad snap, one hopped it. Seabolt got it. Got to do a rugby kick, but a pretty good kick. Going to come down, bounce at the 30, and take a good White County hop, maybe a yard down to the 24. Bounce at the 25 to the 24. They down it right there. Davey Waller did. White County or North Hall will take over first and 10 with 7:03 remaining in the first half.
And well, leading 14-0 here in the first half of play. Gary, Joe and I, you mentioned the small guy there with Girard, probably the smallest guy ever to play here at North Hall, played in that 1974 homecoming game against White County that I was in. A guy named David Dinky Foster, and he was known as Dinky. Most celebrated athlete in North Hall history, the most letters of any athlete in North Hall history. Hope we get him in the next Hall of Fame class.
Back out here to Kemp. Kemp gets it across, trying to juke and jive. Caught it around the 30, got out to about the 32, maybe the 33-yard line.
Joe, pass. Tell you a quick story about Dinky. We were playing there in that homecoming game, and he kept calling fair catches on punts. And Coach finally said, do not call fair catch. He took one and was just obliterated. There, it was one of the hardest I've ever seen in my life, but he took it like a man.
Well, hopefully they told him to fair catch it after that. Schleeman back, trying to work in a hurry. North Hall is going to move as a defensive guy for White County stood up.
Let's see who they call this on.
Yeah, they're going to say all sides of White
County. Neutral zone, maybe.
Yep.
Well, that was only a 29-yard punt, Joe, so they're getting a bunch of that back in a hurry, aren't they?
Yep, North Hall got the first down out of the penalty. The offsides, one of the defensive ends right there stood up and crossed the plane. I believe that might have been Mikey Marino.
All right, so they spotted at the 38.
Schleeman with Adams back there on his right side, four wideouts. As Gary said, ball's on the 38. Ball's on the near hash mark. Handed off late in there to Adams. Adams almost went with him, did Sleeman and get all the way out to the 40. Helmet came off big number 56 for White County that time. He'll have to come out of the game. I don't have a 56 on my roster, so there's no telling who 56 is. But either way, it'll be second down, 8 yards to go for the Trojans. McGarvey in the backfield this time, some new quarterback. Nope, Sleeman's still back there too. And now Allen comes back in the game. Adams is going to come off the field. Sleeman pulling everybody, saying, go here, go here, here, here. You got three wide outs, slot position. McGarvey, he goes in motion to the far side. Sleeman gets it. Now we got a flag. It's going to be illegal motion on the Trojans.
A lot of penalties.
It'll be illegal procedures, what the call will be. It'll back them up. Still be second down, but now it'll be second down in about, and that guy quits walking, about 12, almost 13, second 13 now from the 35-yard line, 5:32 in the quarter. North Hall leads it 14-0. Trying to get back on track with the scoring streak, aren't they, Mike?
Yes, they are, Joe.
Sleeman calls the play. You got Gray out wide to the far side. Two wideouts on the near side. McGarvey goes in motion. Fake. Sleeman looking. Got time. Got a bomb. Going the long way. Got Cable. Catches at the 20. The 15 down to the 10.
What
right
a catch.
Over the shoulder by Cole Cable.
Back over the shoulder. He looked it in, pulled it down, and boom. In scoring position once again.
Well, guys, how many times you call the play, there's Sleeman to either Cable or to McGarvey or to Kemp, and they catch the ball, and then they keep running. They didn't like they get stopped when they catch the ball.
They're able to catch it in stride. And, Gary, you know as well as anybody, if you catch it in stride, you can keep those legs a-churning. You've got a good chance to break away there.
Yeah, he only had to slow down a little bit. As he looked back over his shoulder, kind of had to wait on the ball a little.
First and goal at the 9. North Hall was two backs, going to hand off to one of them. That's going to be 22 Allen, or excuse me, Adams. Adams pops through the 5 down to about the 3. Now they're going to mark it back at the 4, said it was a knee hit.
But still, North Hall's been doing such a great job, Joe. They run the football on first down, pick up a lot of yardage.
Yes, they are. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the first half.
Jacob, only 38 pounds, but he's played a little bigger than that.
Two backs, that's going to be Allen and Adams, one on either side of, I'm going to hand it off to 23, Allen. Allen trying to bust through there. They try to pull him in. He's going to be down at the one-foot line, third down and goal.
Again, right now, North Hall's line is just really blocking well against White County.
Yes, they are.
Adams thought he scored, and I thought he scored too.
I think I said Allen, but that was Adams on the carry. Good job.
Hey, just like George, but further review.
You got Parker Carlton.
Buddies, Joe.
Justin Allen. You have one big man in there going to block for him at the line. They try to go through. It's going to be a touchdown for North Hall. The man that carried it in is, I believe, number 12, Parker Carlton, for the touchdown. Yep, was Parker.
I think it was Allen, wasn't it?
Was it Allen?
Justin Allen, 23.
They were giving Parker
still got
high
the ball.
Five coming out of there.
Went yep, right it's Allen.
Allen?
Yes.
All right. Went right into a pile of green and white. Walker Vining back to kick his, attempt his third extra point. Snap the hole. The kick is up. And it is going to be good. 21-0 with 3:33 left in the half.
And we're back with more in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
At halftime, join us here on 97.5 Glory FM for the United Community Halftime Report. We talked to some of the inductees into the North Hall of Fame.
John Girard, Zach Godfrey back to catch the kickoff this time. Walker Vining comes in. Little worm burner is going to hit bounce, and John Girard is going to take it at the 15, 20, 25. Oh, great open field tackle right there. Was that by number five or six? Number six, I think it was Cason Haynes.
Connor Harwood,
was
yeah,
it? Number five.
Five looks a lot like a six, but, yeah, Carl came down there, grabbed him around the ankles, Joe, and just pulled him down.
Tackle made down there, and ball's going to be at the 22-yard line. East Hall, 18, East Jackson, 7 in the second quarter. White Candy comes back out on the field. 3:29 left here in the first half. Alex Freeman with 1, 2, 3, 4 wide outs. Northall with 4 down linemen. The backers are split out too wide. Going to take it. Freeman, quick pass. Got tipped at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Tried to get it over here to Gaines Clark, but it got tipped at the line of scrimmage. Good hands by one of the Northall.
I think it might have been Parker Carlton, Joe, that put up a hand and tipped it. As soon as he hit it, it went into a wobble, and no way he was going to catch that ball.
Joe, do you see Coach Bennett now just going to the pass now? We trailed him by 3 touchdowns?
Might have to. With him 3:25 in the first, I mean, he may just want to try and get down and get a score here before halftime.
Well, they get the football to start the second half, remember?
Yep. They get a 2-for-1, as they call it, score, and then come back and score again there in the first of the third quarter. Second down and 10. Clock at 3:25. Going to hand off to Lammers. Lammers around the far side. Across the 25 and knocked down right there around the 26. Couple of guys are knock him down right there at the 26. One of those guys is Jacob Wright. Been in on a lot of them tonight so far, him and Robbie Lee.
Right now it's the Lammers and Clark doing the job offensively for the Warriors.
Have some more scores for you at halftime. Fannin County up on Dade County, 7-0. Athens Academy on top of Commerce, 21-0. White County now, third down, about 6 yards to go. Ball's on her own 26-yard line. Looking to pass, got a man. Gaines Clark. Gaines got it at the 33 and then got hit immediately. And then several other green jerseys came in there. They're going to body him down to 34. He does have the first down for White County.
Well, he was backing up, and they kept coming and hitting him.
Keeps the drive going for the Warriors and keeps that clock going.
Riverside 8, Heritage Noonan 7.
And that might be your upset special tonight, buddy.
First down and 10, balls to 34, White County, 2:22 here in the first half. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Three of them are guarded. Got a man on them. Freeman looking to pass. Looks, finds it, got hit as he threw it incomplete over here at the 40. He got nailed, Gary, as he started to throw it right there by number 60. Again, Jacob Wright.
Well, you know, if you're in the motion of passing, and it's not roughing the passer when they're hitting you, but if the ball hadn't left your hand yet, or even sometimes if it has, if it's a split second. So, yeah, he paid the price for that one, and it was incomplete too.
Showing second down and 10.
It is.
Ball is on the 34. Four wideouts again. Freeman back. Threw it. Oh! And number 34 got in his eyesight, Robertson, and he threw it kind of behind his receiver that time. Incomplete. It'll bring up a third down.
Well, if you want to know what a quarterback pressure looks like, you just saw it.
Yep.
Yeah, he is.
Robertson was all over him, wasn't he?
Yeah. He might even have gotten a sliver of the ball as it came out, too.
Freeman not having his most successful night at quarterback, it doesn't look like. That pressure, I tell you what, if a lineman could hold him off a split second or a half second more, that'd help him some. Third down and 10. Freeman. Freeman with three, four wideouts again, one back. That's Lammers. Lammers in to block. Freeman going to try and run to the middle. He's going to be knocked down by one of those big linemen at the 28-yard line.
Dawson Reed just grabbed him around the shoulder pads and jerked him to the turf.
He started to go in. He'd have been well advised to keep going straight on that one, Gary, because he got there, kind of stopped like he was going to go a different direction. North Hall calls a timeout. They want the ball back.
We'll keep it right here.
So with 1:54, fourth down and about 15, White County, I'm sure, will punt the football. I say I'm sure.
They should.
Usually I'm wrong. I would think so, Michael.
Well, the ball's on the 29. You just don't want to give North Hall another cheap touchdown.
Well, I mean, you would think.
Fourth and almost 15. So, yeah, I'm thinking they punt the ball.
I'm thinking they have to punt it just to give them a little bit of distance between the goal line and where they have to recover the punt at. White County will come back out. Yep, their punter with Seabolt's coming out there with them. You'll have one man back for the Trojans. Looks to be Ty Kemp. Gunners, three of them, two on this side, one on the other for White County. Kemp stands at his own 40. Walker Davis, one of the guys on the near side for North Hall, going to try and blitz in there. Let's see what he does. Tries to get around, gets blocked well. Seabolt, high pop-up. Not much length, but it's going to come down. Man, got in his way right there. And Kemp's going to have to go back and round it up. He called fair catch, I think, and there's two flags back at the 40.
That might have been interference with the fair catch.
Yeah, if they have that halo thing, then I think it is, like college and pros, they were within the 2 yards or how many feet it's supposed to be, so it should be interference on the catch because he was signaling fair catch. And it was two guys from White County right down there with it, another guy from North Hall trying to block.
We got another flag back here in the middle of the field, fellas.
Yeah, I see that one finally back here at the
45. 45, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have the interference on and a holding on North Hall. They're going to offset. North Hall was going to replay it. They'll kick it again.
Yep.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
Lay down over again.
Left in the half.
We had a block in the back on North Hall and one of the fair catch interference call on them. They'll kick it from the 29 again with 1:41 remaining. Ty Kemp in there. Connor Harwood on the far side. He'll go in as a gunner. That's a guy trying to rush the kick. Seabolt back in there. Donatelli's going to run on late. North Hall does have 11. Got guys running around. Walker Davis comes to the near side. John Millar on there, a little rugby style. He got knocked down pretty heavy. That'll be a flag and come back. Takes a really good White County bounce all the way down inside the 15 at the 14-yard line. Dandy kick. This looks like it's going to come back.
Yeah, and I think that's the first automatic first down, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they plowed into him. Yep. They were going for the block all the way, and they just nailed him.
From the kicker, on North Hall, White County will get the ball all the way out to around the 44, 45-yard line if they mark it 15 from the line of scrimmage.
They will.
The easy call for the officials that time. The ball was already going downfield when they plowed into him.
Well, it wasn't one of those blocked into him either. That edge and got him.
That's what I'm saying. The ball had already left his foot and was traveling when they smacked him.
See if he puts it down right there to 44. They do. North White County will retain possession with 1:28 remaining here in the first half. We were running along pretty good there, and then we slowed down with penalties and a change of possessions here the last few minutes. White County getting last second instruction before they come back out. You'll have Freeman with 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. That's going to be Godfrey, Penrose, Waller, and Clark. One man in the backfield. That's going to be Anderson. Off to his right side, about a half step behind. Freeman takes it, looking. Got a man on this side. Complete out here. They take it away. No, number 2. Good job, Zach Godfrey. hangs on for the first down in North Hall territory down to their 42-and-a-half-yard line.
Noah Kemp and Parker Carlton both trying to wrestle that ball away from him, but they didn't get it.
Did a nice job holding on to it right there because he had those two guys all over him as soon as he caught it. Freeman will take it. Back looking to pass. One man coming on him right in the middle, knocks him down.
Another sack.
That was a man came from the back. Buddy Clark on a delayed blitz came in there and right in on him, knocked him down, and timeout called by White County with 1:02 remaining in the quarter.
Let's take it with him, Joe. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Back with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Well, the Warriors trying to end this first half with a score before we go to halftime.
1:02 remaining. They come out of the huddle late on the far side, but they're milking that timeout for every penny they can. North Hall's defense has been arising to the occasion tonight so far, Gary.
Well, pitching another shutout, so they didn't quite pitch a shutout last week, but only gave up 7 points, and after that they scored 48 unanswered, so I'd say that's doing pretty well.
Throwing to this side, Freeman threw it right out of his
hands.
That hung up. Yeah.
That would hung up about another 2 seconds. You'd had Noah Kemp coming down with an interception.
Yes, it would. Buddy Clark got in there in a hurry to keep number two, Zach Godfrey, from catching that ball right there. It'll be third down and about 18, 17, yeah.
But, guys, North Hall's trying another streak here defensively, looking for 5 straight quarters without anybody scoring.
57 seconds left with a third down for the Warriors from White County. Ball on the near hash mark. White County all in white. Mix up in the backfield again, and Xavion Anderson is going to be wrapped up for another loss back to the 44-yard line. There's a little mix-up. Xavion comes in there late. By the time Freeman gets it to him, that North Hall defense is on him.
That's another stop by Dawson Reed, too. Yep, now North Hall calls timeout. They want the ball back.
They want the ball back with 51 seconds after their last timeout. White County has one. They, of course, won't use it unless something magical happens. They get the ball, can go down and may have a chance to score, but North Hall will get it on the punt right here.
And one of the big stats of North Hall has been the TFLs, the tackles for loss in this first half.
Yep. Well, the offense, Gary and Mike, have really been producing. That's what everybody's talking about. The defense has said, hey, guys, we need to stand up and produce like the offense has, and they've done that the last couple of weeks.
Well, not only tackle for loss, but they've been at least 2 sacks that I've seen, too.
Fourth down now. Seabolt's back there, and you've got Lynn Leaf off to the near side, standing around the 30. Ty Kemp standing around the 20. I don't think they'll go at it. They'll probably set up a return this time as Wade Haynes is back kind of in a blocking position.
The officials have stopped. They saw something they didn't like, but now they're going to wind the clock. Let's go.
Yep. Umpire's way back about 15 yards from the play. He was saying hold on. Now they're ready. There's a snap to Seabolt. Seabolt gets it. No, they're coming at him. Seabolt gets it off. High pop-up right in the middle. It's a fair catch called by Lindley right there at the 33-yard line. 44 seconds left here in the first half.
That's a 21-yard punt.
Yep. Lindley did a nice job calling a fair catch and then running up under it and grabbing it and staying right there so there was no extracurricular stuff. Then North Hall came at it again. Seabolt barely got it off, but he did get it off.
Yeah, he punts on the run because he's got to.
Yep.
He went running to this side before he punted the ball. He wasn't any standing there and punting. He got level the last time, so he said, whoop, not going to do that again.
But Joe White County better watch out. Remember the last series at East Hall.
That's right. Buddy Jason Edwards listening in tonight. Glad to have you with us, Jason. Sleeman back to pass. Looking, got a man coming open on the far end. Kemp, and he's held, but nothing's called. They threw it over his head by about 3 yards, so incomplete. And it'll bring up second down.
I'm a little surprised I didn't see any laundry that time.
I thought they might have held on to his jersey a little bit as he went by, but the ball was a good 3 yards over his head, unlike there in the first half or first quarter. on that first one. 37 seconds now, second down and 10 for the Trojans. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. One setback on the right side of Sleeman. Sleeman takes it. Parker Carlton Black to block for him. Throws out and up high. Complete the Cole on the far side. Caught it, got away from the guy at the 20. 15, 10. One guy knocks him down inside the 10. Down around the 8-yard line. Holy moly. And he had to come back and get that one. Cole had to almost stop around the 25 and caught it. Then kind of ducked under the tackler and got another 15 yards inside the 5. And the referee's spotting it down at the 6-yard line. First and goal.
We have to clock it here.
25 seconds now. Left on the clock. North Hall trying to stick another one in the end zone. Sleeman up under center. Takes it. They clock it right there. And what I mean by that is they kill the clock right there. He got it. Threw it right down to the ground. They say 4 seconds ticked off. It's down to 21 in North Hall.
But the quarterback has to get under center.
Yep,
and then take a step back and then intentionally ground it, which is called clocking.
That is correct. Can't be a shotgun formation. Got to be up under center. As Mike said, step back. One step, boom, hit the ground.
We've seen that mistake made before in the past, too.
Yes, we have.
But now you got 3 shots to get it into the end zone from the 6.
Sleeman with 3 wideouts, following the far hash mark. Carlton in there with him. Cole Cable running to this side, faking, looking to go the far side. Oh, look at that. Carlton wide open with a pass on the far side. Great play. It cleared out that other side when Cable came to this way, and Cole with the touchdown for the Trojans. Opened it up nicely there, fellas, as Cable sprinting from the far side to the near side. Parker just kind of slid out of the backfield. Alex rolled to his left, turned around back to his right, and there was Parker Carlton wide open for the TD.
Well, the one thing White County didn't want to do, they did. They turned it over to North Hall with a chance for them to score, and they took advantage of it.
There's the snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is good. 28-0 North Hall with 16 ticks left on the clock here in the first half.
Let's look at another 30-second timeout. We're back and more for North Hall after this 30-second timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
And back here at North Hall, getting ready for our halftime show, the United Community Halftime Report. We'll have inductees from the Hall of Fame who will be joining us. Plus, we'll have the halftime stats, highlights, and a lot more during the United Community Halftime Report right here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Zach Godfrey and Cody Tuohy back to receive for White County. Walker Vining to kick again for the Trojans here at the end of the first half. That was a hesitation. I haven't seen that one before. Good kick down there inside. Oh, it bounced off the receiver down there and has a dive on it at the 20. It bounced off up and rolled 10 yards up there, Gary. As Tuohy had to pounce on it, luckily, and he got it back for the Warriors.
I'm White County. I'm thinking seriously about taking a knee right here.
I believe I would.
What are you going to do? Try to throw a Hail Mary and have it picked, or try to run it in the middle and have a fumble? You know, North Hall has shown they can score with just seconds on the clock.
I believe your call would probably be the wisest. They are, and it looks like that's what you're going to do is they got one man back deep. And that's going to be Gaines Clark, the running lineman on there late for the Warriors. Get him out there. That's big number 51. There's a lineman, Braden Schubert.
That'll do it.
They'll take the knee, and that'll be the end of the half right there with 7-6-5-4-3-2-1. See if Gary can get a chat with Coach Pender.
I'll see if I can grab him real quick. I know they got a lot of stuff going on here.
They'll be heading to the Bob.
Coach, your defense is still pitching the shutout here. I mean, you're looking good over the last 2 games.
Yeah, defense is playing really well today. We just got to keep it up. We got another half to go.
Well, there, that touchdown at the very end of the half, that had to be a good shot for you.
It was a good opportunity. We tried to hit the post earlier, and I was trying to think there could be pass interference, and then we saw, you know, that they were playing this inside, so we tried to hit a sail, hit a vertical to Cole, and we got what we wanted, the one-on-one matchup. So it was a good opportunity. It's a great catch by Cole.
Oh yeah, and he's done a lot more often than not, I think, these days. Penalties bit you a time or two.
It did. I'm a little frustrated about that. So we'll look at the film and try to clean up what we need to clean up. You know, it's been a little aggressive. I'm not mad about that, but like, you know, stupid penalties, that bothers me. So
okay, Coach. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck second half. Okay, Sean Pendergast.
Thanks much. It's 28-0 Northall over White County. It's halftime. It's homecoming for Northall. It's Hall of Fame night. And coming up next, we'll bring you the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left Northall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at Northall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Please.
Yes, I am.
Welcome back to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. It's Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here from Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard. Homecoming for Northall, and they lead White County here at halftime 28-0. And joining me here at halftime, we've got a couple of inductees into the Hall of Fame. First joining us here is Captain Andrew Smith of the U.S. Space Force. And the Captain, I will salute you, friend.
Thanks
for all you do, for all you do. And let everybody know, first off, about being in the Space Force.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been quite a great ride. Once I graduated from the Air Force Academy, did a couple years in the Air Force, and then got the opportunity to switch over to the Space Force. And currently right now I'm working in the D.C. Area, doing some satellite intel work, as well as some pretty cool software stuff that we're able to put on these satellites.
You got
now
those brains going on. Yeah, what you got that?
I'm trying. I'm trying.
You got that for mom and not dad,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
I hear Space Wars and that kind of thing, and I know that that's probably the future is going. It just hopefully not as much on the ground with infantry from that standpoint in the future. Tell us about the time you played here at Northall. It's been, what, 13 years, 12 years you've been here at Northall?
Yeah. So been about 12 years since I graduated, and, you know, some of my fondest memories were out here on the Brickyard. You know, Coach Christmas told a story during the Hall of Fame ceremony about the Peach County game back in 2012, the Elite Eight. I think we ended up winning 52-10, and, you know, just an awesome game, and had a lot of great memories out here on the Brickyard and across the street over there on the baseball field as well. And so just really cherished my time here and really enjoyed playing here.
See, that 2012 season was a very historic one for both the baseball and the football team at that point. You're going, and I was telling your dad, is that one of my best mementos I have at the radio station? If you go down to our studio right now, you're going to see a team picture that Bob Christmas gave me of the 2012 team. And that was some kind of football team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were really good across the board that year. You know, we had a lot of different guys that could do a lot of different things. And so we didn't really rely on, you know, one guy each week to, you know, be the star. It was either Kevin Christmas or TJ Tate. You know, Brad Brown had a lot of great games. And I think that defense that year, you know, only gave up, you know, less than 50 points going into the last game of the season. So.
Yep.
Just really sound across the board, a lot of great leadership, and, you know, it was good to get back into the playoffs after a couple down years.
We're talking with Captain Andrew Smith of the U.S. Space Force, one of the new inductees into the Hall of Fame. Think about it, Andrew, is that you're so young, and here you are in the Hall of Fame. How's that?
It's great, yeah. No, it's great. I was very honored, honestly, tonight, and, you know, when they announced it a few months ago. You know, being one of the younger guys that's been inducted now, I have so much gratitude and humility for all the people that you know, voted for me and put me on the board and was able to, you know, be inducted tonight. It was great to share it with, you know, the first class with Coach Christmas and Harold Daniels. He was my athletic director when I was here, and, you know, many other great names.
You got to end up by letting everybody know about really the family unit you have, and they are longtime Trojans here with your mother, who was a teacher here. Your dad, one of the biggest North Hall fans that I know, was an outstanding pitcher. May get him in the Hall of Fame here in the future also.
Absolutely, yeah. No, people tonight were singing their praises. You know, I think my mom, she may not have the title of principal or president of North Hall, but she definitely runs it.
Yes.
So, you know, they've had their hands in here, you know, well before me and my siblings went here. And you know, they're continuing that tradition of, you know, having a great community, supporting these, you know, these athletes and making sure they're graduating and getting into school or trade school. And it's just great to see all the time and investment my parents have spent and weighed in.
So, yes. Something that I don't know if you mentioned it, Mike, but Andrew, you played at the Air Force Academy,
played football,
right?
Yes, sir.
And what a beautiful atmosphere out there. Was that any great experience or what?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, played all 4 years there at the Academy. You know, I remember getting to travel to, you know, some crazy places. We went to Michigan, you know, got to go to Boise State and play on the blue turf.
Yeah.
And playing at the Air Force Academy was a great honor. You know, you get to play the other service academies, you know, you win the Commander-in-Chief trophy, you get to go meet the president.
Y'all do that?
My senior year we did not. My sophomore year we did.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty awesome. But yeah, great memories at the Air Force Academy. And you know, made a lot of great, you know, great friends.
Well, Tim, if I got to ask you this one question. Dad said you were doing this run recently where you, like, ran all night long, like 100 miles you're trying to run?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago I did a distance challenge up in West Virginia. Started at 10 p.m., went to 7 a.m., and you pretty much ran until you couldn't run anymore. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, pitch black dark. I was able to get you know, pretty close to 50 miles. So
wow,
it was a good accomplishment for me, and I still try to find ways to compete and get outside.
Well, I'll tell you what. First off, thank you, man. All the memories. We were so blessed to be here. For the time known your dad since he was a little boy, and your mother watching her the whole time that they were dating until they get married, and then having you and your sister and brother here. You know, you can always, you know, stay close to home. You can listen to us online.
Absolutely.
Through our radio station up in D.C. We'd love to have you there. And I know one thing, too, is that one of our biggest fans we had here listening to every brawl game you ever played was your dad, your grandfather Pee Wee. And I tell you what, if he's watching us right now, he has got a big smile on his face, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. He, you know, he passed and went and joined my Nana a few months ago. And,
yep.
You know, it was great to kind of honor him, you know, in that funeral. And then as well tonight, you know, I kind of spoke about how
My
grandparents didn't miss many games. You know, they were here. We had seats right here on the 50-yard line for them every game. And, you know, it was good to have them on my side because no matter how bad I played, they would tell me how good I was. So
always
good to have them.
Biggest fans, always, man. Again, congratulations, man. He is in the Hall of Fame. Captain Andrew Smith of the U.S. Space Force, graduate here at North Hall, 30 years old now and one of the youngest inductees in the Hall of Fame, well-deserved. from that standpoint. He is like his parents. He's a Trojan true and true. We got much more for you here during our United Community Halftime Report. We're going to talk to another inductee, Dr. Greg Williams, coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the Northall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
And Mike Warford here, along with Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn at halftime. And thanks again to Captain Andrew Smith joining us now. Dr. Greg Williams joining us here, the newest inductee into the North Hall of Fame. And we could talk for a long time. We need a podcast, I think, if nothing else. Talk about memories here with Greg Williams, going back to the day when we were in homeroom a lot during our time here at North Hall, and then in college, and then what Greg was able to accomplish after that point, becoming a head coach here at North Hall and really doing so many great things here. First off, Frank, congratulations on being here in the Hall of Fame. And he presented me with something I'll always treasure here. He gave me a piece of the old North Hall bleachers here and made a plaque for me, which will be hanging prominently in our studio here. And we did a lot of radio shows back in the day, and I did a lot of PA here at North Hall back in the day. So first off, tell me about your feelings being inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Well, Mike, I tell you, it is, it's like I said up at the ceremony. You know, I started coming to North Hall, going to games, and watching my sister play for Marie Faulkner when I was 9 years old up in that old gym. And you remember what that old gym was like.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
Good night. The band was playing on the stage. The concession stand was cooking out the popcorn. The place was packed, and it was the place to be on Tuesday, Friday, or Saturday night. So it was a magical time for a kid back then, and I just wanted to be a North Hall Trojan. And fortunately, I got to be one in high school, and then I got to be one coaching. So it was an awesome time.
He was one of the teams, I guess, what, 74, 75 there with – Jerry Davis, who was a coach at that time, he was a coach Jody and the Four Thieves, and y'all were known for something special back in that day. And then going through college, and then I remember what was it, after you graduated with your education degree, went down to South Georgia, coached as an assistant for a year, then came back up home and coached with Clint Cassell at East Hall for a season, and then came here with Jim Buchanan and took over for him at that point, and then things took off.
Yeah, it was, I guess I kind of did my due diligence by going and learning some things and then coming back. And I'll tell you what, nobody was more excited. Now, South Georgia's a great place, awesome people, but it's not North Hall. So, you know, I was very excited, and so was my wife, to get back to the North Hall community. So it's been great ever since.
Well, you and I had a lot of memories of that era that you were coaching. Is there something you could share with listeners about just coaching North Hall at that time?
Well, I touched on it up there at the ceremony, and I said, you know, how can anybody forget, you know, the 91 team that that we that Steve Merritt hit the half court shot to put us in the region finals the next night.
And yep.
I mean, that was just pandemonium. The bleachers emptied and people were just dogpiling in the corner. I mean, who could forget that? And then, of course, the 93 team where I got to coach against my mentor, Jerry Davis, and we won the Lanierland against Gainesville that night. And so those are two great ones. And then that Elite Eight team, I mean, holy mackerel, man, going up to Dalton and all kinds of North Hall fans coming and us winning that game to get to the Elite Eight was just magical. So
yep.
In between all of those was just great. There were some great games, ups and downs, terrible losses. And, you know, any loss is a terrible loss to a coach, especially me.
But also some special people playing for you during that time too, Greg.
Oh, my goodness, yes. People like, you know, Brian Hall, Mark Clore, you know, Mark Van, Ben Corley. You know, there's just all kinds of Gary Getty, you know, Ryan Franklin. I could just go on and kids keep listing and listing folks. And B.J. Neff and people off that group, you know, Eric Herrick, who turned out to be an excellent coach, got over, I don't know, almost 400 wins himself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so many people that I crossed paths with during all those years. And I told everybody up at the ceremony that I am a blessed man. I had all my family there tonight. I am a blessed man to be able to coach and compete and be with kids, and it was just a magical life, and I'm very honored and thankful for it.
Some of that, and really the influence your family had with you, because Sally's there, been by your side the whole time.
Oh, Sally's been great. 44 years, we'll be married this fall, November, Thanksgiving, and she'll be the first one to say, "Hey, listen, man, coaching and teaching and you know winning games." She was right there with me the whole time, and running things at the house while I was always at camps and clinics. And so, you know, she was a warrior for us and just some magical stuff. And I'm very thankful for that.
I got a quick funny story.
Sure.
I was blessed to be able to work with Greg for a couple of years, about 91, yes. 92. And,
yep.
And had a lot of good times.
Good years, Joe.
Yeah, won the region in 91 and really a lot of fun time. But one of the funniest that we look back on, funniest games trips we had, we're going to Versailles Central to play, and it's a cold rain, almost snowing, and we're going down on one of the buses. Greg's driving, and we're going down Long Branch and hit 400, and it's fogged up so bad Greg can't see. So I get up with a towel and turn the fan around, and I'm wiping it off. And we get to Versailles Central. The gym's dark. Nobody's there.
Uh-huh.
Coach has to get in touch with Jerry Cawley, who's the AD, I think, at the time, and finds out, oh, we're not playing.
Oh, I know. You know, that was pre-cell phone.
Yes.
Pre-cell phone.
Absolutely. So it was a hit or miss back then.
Yep.
Oh, I remember that. Thanks for bringing that up.
Hey, I've got a memory of homecoming because that's, you know, here we are playing one of the biggest rivals in North Hall is playing White County. And talk about some games that you have seen in the past and homecomings. You know, you remember our homecoming, our senior year back in the, when we played White County.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What a rival. I mean, it's been a rival with White County for so many years. And, you know, tonight's really not indicative of the teams that they've had in the past. And it's usually been a lot more close than it is tonight. But I tell you what a community we live in, you know, and all the old rivals with the Lumpkins and the Whites and the Habershams and then all the folks in the South area, and we won't mention that red white school down in the city of Gainesville, but you know, just fantastic. I saw Seth Bynum down there in the stands, got to talk to him and Kathy,
mm-hmm.
and just a little while ago, and you know, it's just magical. Seth and I had some battles, and
you didn't think about the Greg is that so you don't remember the wins and losses as much as you remember the relationships.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, good night. When I got out of college, I went to East Hall to do my student teaching, and I get to work with Glenn Cassell and Seth Vining. I mean, good night.
Uh-huh.
Did I draw the lottery or what? I mean, you know, good night. So,
And played for Jerry.
And played for Jerry, and then got to – Jerry mentored me as I was a coach, and, you know, just wonderful stuff, man.
And Jerry's got to be in the Hall of Fame one day, too.
I would think so.
Jerry, he will be, I'm sure. He is in Gainesville already, of course, in a building, but –
We'll miss him, though.
He is, that's right. But, he was a great influence on me. And I talked about a couple of coaches that were great influence on me. Henry Loggins. Henry Loggins, who's a pastor, and he coached all of us recreational kids back in the day before we came to North Island.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, when we were young, you know, there wasn't a middle school. It was, you know,
we were the first class here when they had the 7th, 8th grade join us here. We were we were the last ones to go through 8th grade.
That's exactly right. I mean, it was Lanier, Sardis, Brookton, Claremont, you know, River Bend.
And
that was it, man. I mean, you know, and there was a lot of battles, but then we all came together and became Trojans. So, you know, just some.
And it became quick, you know. There we were. You were at Lanier. I was River Bend, Sardis, where Joe was at time. You know, probably Claremont and Brookton, the old Brookton school. But boy, as soon as you hit the campus here, it was all one.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. No question about that. All Trojans, and it's just fantastic to be a part of this community. And what a sight tonight with all the beautiful girls and their daddies out there escorting them. I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yep. Congratulations to Emma Clark, who is the homecoming queen this year.
Congratulations, Emma. She'll join the long list. We've had pictures of the past queens I know in the past here and the big jumbo board here at North Hall. Coming up next, we'll get ready for the second half. It's North Hall 28, White County nothing. Thanks to Dr. Greg Williams. Congratulations, friend. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me. Go Trojans.
Coming up next, we got more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Hey, we're back here at North Hall High. Very special night. Thanks to Greg Williams and Andrew Smith joining us here at halftime, inducted into the Hall of Fame. And now we're back here with our halftime stats, Joe.
Real quick, North Hall had 313 total yards to White County 64 in the first half, 283 of those passing. And only 30 running. White County negative 9 yards rushing, 73 yards passing. Alex Sleeman, let's see, rushing yards. Allen had 12, Adams and Carlton had 10 each. Passing, Sleeman 13 of 18, 283, two TDs, no interceptions. Cable 173 yards on 5 catches, his longest was 60. Ty Kemp, 4 for 55, touchdown, and Carlton, 1 for 5, a touchdown. Smith McGarvey, 2 for 39, Dawson Gray, 1 for 11. Noel Lammers has rushed for 18 yards. He's the leading rusher for White County. And then catching the ball, Zach Godfrey, 2 for 27, Gaines Clark, 3 for 35. North Hall will kick off to start the next quarter here for North Hall. Vining kicks back, and they pick it up there about the 8 out to the 15, the 20, and almost took a knee, slipped, but got his arm under him and then got back up to about the 26. That was number 12, Cody Tuohy. Caught it on the run and bound the 8 and got back out to the 27, about a 19-yard return for White County. North Hall leads it 28-0 as we start the third quarter.
And you got to wonder what White County's going to try to do now, Joe, down by 4 touchdowns.
Well, I mean, you got to score. You want to keep it. You want to keep the ball away from them. You almost want to play a chest of tea type offense to keep the ball away from them and see what they can do here in the second half.
Yeah, but if you do the chest of tea thing, it's going to take you forever
to score.
I think they're going to throw it and throw it and throw it. But every now and then you might see a run or two, but just to try to keep North Hall honest. But let's face it, you're down by 4 touchdowns. You really haven't come close.
First down at 10, balls at the right at the 28-yard line. Freeman has it, going to hand it off this time to the first man. The ball got out of there, and then Freeman has to take a knee back there behind. I'm thinking they're going to say, the line judge on the far side saying it was down. He emphatically said, nope, it was down right here at the 25.
And that's the other thing that can happen when you try to run it up the middle against that North Hall defense.
Yep.
You hit a wall.
Mm-hmm. Big number 60, Jacob Wright, who's done everything, lost his helmet that time. He has to come off the field. And big zero goes in for him for North Hall. Hannah and Tortillo. These third lock, I'm going to say no 2 yards. Is going to be second down and 12. Freeman's back with a guy on one side. That's going to be Xavion Anderson looking to pass. Throws a bullet right over the top. Complete! He's hit immediately, but nice pass. Nice catch by Davey Waller. Waller caught it right at the 41. Ball's down right there, tackled by North Hall on the far side.
And that's his first reception.
Might have been 32. John Millar, who hit him, he was trying to say that he never had possession of it, and I think that's what they're going to rule, Joe.
Yeah?
Incomplete pass. He never controlled it.
Ah, okay. Ball hit the ground. Okay, so it must have got knocked out of there when he was – getting tackled.
What is it, you got to make a football move? Is that at all?
Yeah, the White County fans are asking, what's a catch now?
Yeah, really. They're going to bring it down. It'll be third down and 12. Freeman back with 4 wideouts. Wanted to get North Hall to jump right there. It didn't happen as they stopped. He's going to stand up. Got one back there with him. 4 wideouts, I said. Freeman looking to pass, got a man, throw it way over his head, about 4 or 5 yards.
And he was quadruple covered.
Oh, man.
In the neighborhood of that pass, there was one guy with a white shirt on, and there were 4 with green.
So you go 3 and out to start the second half here for White County, trailing 28-0, forcing a punting situation.
Well, the Trojans are starting to smell a little bit more blood now. 11:23 to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, just 37 seconds into the quarter and go 3 and out.
Back to kick is Seabolt. You got Ty Kent back. And rugby style got it away. Going to come up over here on this side, North Hall getting away from it. And it'll roll dead at the 43-yard line of North Hall with 11:13. Left here in the third quarter.
32-yard punt, no return. Trojans have good field position.
So the question is, Joe, how hard do you press on that pedal? Do you go ahead and try to do some things here? You're only 2 points away from running clock in the fourth quarter anyway. What do you try to do? You try to score as quickly as possible?
This is a chance to work on some things, Mike, I think.
That's what I thought, too, Joe, Gary. Yeah. It really did.
Work on all aspects of your offense.
Like run the football.
Mm-hmm. 4 wide ass ball in the near hash mark. Sleeman back. Looking. Gets it over here to Kemp. Kemp a little screen. Inside 50, 45, 40. Down inside the 40 around the 38 where they'll say he's out. A little inside tunnel screen. He came back in off that block off this side. McGarvey.
I don't think White County has anybody that can catch Kemp or Cable. They get behind him for 2 steps. It's to the house.
Right. Let's see what they do right here. First down balls at the 38-yard line. McGarvey in motion to the far side. Going to throw it over the far side to Cable. Cable got it. Almost got tackled. Then big number 50, Matt Turner, comes out from his nose guard position. Had come in, and he goes over and knocks Cable down. Now Cable's down on the ground.
Oh, my. Be careful.
I think he got the wind knocked out of him, but he has not moved since he hit the ground. We'll see what happened. Big Matt Turner fell on him hard, though.
Yeah, that's a mismatch right there, Joe.
Yeah, and he only needed about 20-something yards maybe to set another record for yardage. I think he's got the all-time record now, doesn't he, Mike?
I believe so, Gary.
As far as receiving yardage, he's got his hat off. He's sitting up, but he looks like he is trying to catch his breath.
Hope it's just the wind knocked out of him, I think. I mean, Turner's a big old boy. Yeah, he's walking under his own power.
That's what I said. That's a mismatch, guys.
Oh, yeah. You got Cole, and Matt's huge, and when he gets grabs him and falls on top of him.
Well, Cable is listed at 6 feet, but only 165 pounds. So,
yeah. Turner's probably twice that size. Not 12 feet, but he's a good 6'3", 6'4", and weighs a good bit more than 165 pounds. You got second down now, and 8 for the Warriors. 10:53 and running here in the third quarter. Freeman with, Sleeman back. I said Freeman. Hands off to Carlton. Carlton fighting. It was second down and 2, and he got about 1. So now it's going to be third down and 1 for the Trojans.
And Reed Penrose grabbed him around the waist, the senior linebacker for the Warriors. Prevented him from getting much yardage at all. Third and 11, Joe.
Clock's going to run.
I'm sorry, third and 1. Third and one.
I was going the wrong way a minute ago myself. You probably got that from me. Coming up on the 10-minute mark, third down and 1. Sleeman with two backs back there beside him. One of them is Allen. The other one looks to be Adams. Going to hand off. No, it's Parker. Parker's going to push in there and get a lot of yardage. Gets about 6 or 7 all the way down to the 22. For the first down.
Boy, I tell you what, give Justin Allen as the lead blocker coming out of the backfield some credit for that run.
Yeah, and Parker just got in there behind him and just kept going and got about 7 big yards. Sleeman has it. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts, ball near hash mark. A snap from Ham. The quick pass over here to Smith McGarvey down inside the 15. To about the 11. Smith is one of those guys that gets down there and he gets to a spot, and boom, there it is. Good hands, can catch it.
The utility man
does a very nice job in that utility position.
He can catch it, he can throw it, he can receive it, he can rush it.
It's a quarterback rating this year coming into tonight's game was 165 point something. But yet, he's only thrown like 3 passes and completed 2. So, Sleeman, eye formation with a man behind him. Rolls out to the near side, throws it late, far side, over there, knocked around. It's still on his feet inside. Oh, the ball came out, but it was out of bounds when it did. Ball's down around the 6-yard line.
Got a flag at the 9, Joe.
Okay.
It's only being affected too, Joe. Right now, Sleeman's at about a 75% passing rate right now with completions to attempts.
Big Dawson Gray got hit hard. He's moving slow, walking back over this direction. He got tackled up high, and then 2 or 3 other guys hit him. Now he's going to trot back over to this side.
Maybe a hold or something here. Let's see what this flag is about. You know, Sleeman throws a good ball on the run, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He goes up high, jumps. It's a jump pass in some ways. He jumps up and then flings it across his body sometimes. And sometimes to the side he's throwing it to.
Coach Pender told me right at the beginning of the season, Gary, how much Alex has grown. A couple of inches and also a lot of weight he added during the offseason. Just growing up as a young man.
Well, we know what kind of weight program they have here at North Hall. I've worked out in their weight room before, and they got all they need.
4 wide out, Sleeman back with one guy beside him. That's Allen on his right. Looking to pass, going to throw it to the near side. Little tunnel again to Ty Kemp to the 15-5, inside the 5, got hit really low, down around the 3.
Boy, I couldn't see who hit him first. Zach Godfrey, number 2, and number 6,
Anderson.
Savion Anderson, just clipped his
legs right
and
out from under him.
They're known for that too, aren't they, Joe?
Yep. Boy, hitting them low.
And you know what?
Hard.
He came down hard, but he popped right up. Tough guy.
Yep.
How many times you heard, Gary, hit him low, hit him hard?
Well, they hit time, Mike, and hit him low.
Yep.
Two backs.
That's a two.
Yep, two backs with Sleeman, Allen and Adams. McCloskey on the near side is a wide out. Cole Cable on the far side. Sleeman with two backs, hands off to Allen, goes in standing for the touchdown.
Second touchdown like that. You know, this has got to really be discouraging for White County defense. You got them first and forever, first and 20-something or something like that. And the next thing you know, they're in the end zone because they rattle off one of those long passes.
Yep. So they'll try to make it 35, and then that way, and if Northall holds White County without scoring, it will be a running clock in to start. The hole by McGarvey, the kick by Vining is up, and it is good. 35-0 with 9:39 left in the third.
And we're back in more than 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
It's Northall 35, White County nothing, with the Trojans kicking off.
Vining kicks it all the way down, number 12, two. He's going to pick it up at the 8. Gets across the ball, came out of there, flops back inside the 15. White County says they got it. Northall says they got it. It's going to be Northall football.
Oh, wow.
Recovered inside the 15, around the 14, it looks like.
And when it rains, it pours, as they say.
For sure. A couple scores, Mike. Franklin County all over to West Hall, 33-0. East Jackson's come back and has the lead on East Hall, 29-26. GAC with huge lead on Johnson, 49-0. At the 14, hadn't had a turnover like that yet, and boom, there it is. When we talk about it, there it is. And
I'll tell you what, Joe, the Hall of Famer Bob Christmas would go for one play here. He'd go for it broke.
Yep. Schliemann with three wideouts. One man back there is Adams. They throw to the far side to Cable. Cable trying to get a score. Got away from a guy. Rocks into the end zone for the touchdown.
Oh, it's a track meet now.
I was flashing back, Joe, back when Bob Christmas was here and Andrew Smith was quarterback, and that's what they would do right there.
Mm-hmm. Go one play and let's score, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
After a turnover.
Well, that's the best time to try and catch him. Pickens County up on top of Dawson, 17-9.
And Jabo Shaw, I understand, is coaching the Tigers tonight, and all the best to his brother Connor, who was in the hospital in Greenville, South Carolina. That's what we had. He's still in stable condition, thank goodness.
Lumpkin County all over Chesterfield. Kick is up, and it is good. 42-0 with 9:25 remaining.
And back with more in 1 minute. You're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Back here at the Brickyard, Vining kicks it off back deep inside the five this time. And number 12, too, is going to return it out to around the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for White County to start their next possession.
Now, and now, if I'm Sean Pender, I start looking for people to put in.
Yeah.
I mean, this one is basically over.
Yeah.
You don't want to get any of your stars, the people that you're going to depend on in these region games that are coming up.
Sure.
You don't get them roll an ankle or somebody fall on top of them and break a leg. You know,
and you're at Pickens next week.
And some stupid, you know, pile up. And we all know how things can happen.
Sure. Noah Kemp's in. John Millar's in, senior defensive back. Everybody else is starters right now. Kind of surprising. Donatelli's in the game for North Hall. Freeman back. Three wide outs. One guy in motion going to hand off to Lammers. Lammers trying to roll through there. Stumbles forward. Gets about 3 yards and falls to the ground. Second down, 7 yards to go.
I think Clark tripped him up as he went through the line, but he fell after Clark hit him around the ankles. He fell another 2-3 yards.
Mm-hmm. Lammers is a long kid. He's probably about 6'6", 1. Got long legs, and if he gets hit low, he can probably stumble forward enough another yard or two. Second down, 7 now. 8:43 in the quarter. Two quick scores here in the second half for North Hall back to back. Oh, they wrap Lammers up. Several big North Hall guys wrap him up. Big number 43, Daniel Guevara, stops him as the final man holding on to him on the tackle. Noel gets up and kind of throws his hands up like, what can I do here?
Guevara grabbed him in a bear hug and just took him to the turf.
That's got to be tough when you're sitting there. What else can I do, you know?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Third, 9 and 10. Freeman, two claps now. He's going to look over to the sideline, see what the play wants to be. Come back out with 15 on the play clock. Move Lammers from his right to his left. Four wideouts for the Warriors. Looking. Going to throw one over this side. Complete over here to Godfrey. Godfrey gets tackled by JJ. Oh, he got away from Young. Down the 40, the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Warriors.
That's an 80-yard catch and pitch.
He spun away from JJ Young, and nobody was behind him. And Zach was able to take off down the sideline and get that long touchdown for the Warriors. 80 yards on the catch and the run. Godfrey showing his speed there. Breakaway a little bit there from the Trojans. Now they're going to attempt their extra point, number 17.
That was his Carson turn to get behind the secondary, Joe.
And Gary, one of those stats that you probably don't want to talk about, that is only White County's second touchdown of the season.
Ooh.
Ward will attempt the extra point. The hole by Freeman. There's a snap. The hole. The kick is up, and it is good. They have 7 now, 42-7. North Hall with 7:40 remaining.
And we're back, and we're football in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
And a great time this evening here bringing you high school football, 97.5 Glory FM. Gary, Joe, and Mike with you here. Nathan back in our studios.
White County getting ready to kick off. You've got Ward back to kick off, and you've got Linleaf, Cable, and Kemp back to catch it. Going to be right in the middle right there, right over here to the right side. Kemp takes it at the 25, the 30, stops in his tracks, comes back the other way. The 30, got away from another guy. The 35 before he's tripped up right there by number 17, Carson Ward, the kicker of all people. Stopped him right there.
Yeah, he's listed as a DB too, so he's not just a kicker. But that was a good tackle by him to force him down, because Kent was making people miss him again.
I like how you say that, not just a kicker. That nobody's ever just a kicker anymore, I don't think. They always have to do double duty. Well, first down for the Trojans at their 35.
At the high school level, maybe.
Sleeman, two claps and has the ball. Throws it quick over here to McGarvey. Garvey to 40. 45 and runs out of bounds. They want to go in a hurry down to the 46. First down, gets 11 yards on the first play.
And now they're going to work on what Mike calls the fast break offense now.
Yep.
I think they ticked them off by scoring like that.
They still got the first team offense out there. Gary, I'm kind of like you in these situations. I'm comfortable. I worry about going into your thick part of the schedule, rolled ankles and stuff like that.
You and I talked about, though, they'll probably go through this quarter, and they'll change it forth.
So much stuff can happen to you, it just ain't your fault. I mean, you know.
First down to 46, Sleeman, quick pass the far side. That one over to Cable. Oh, he's stuck outside. 50, 40, 35, got hit, and we got a flag down there. Probably going to be a block, and the receiver that got the call on him doesn't agree with him. I think it might be Dawson Gray.
Oh, that was Zach Godfrey that knocked him down, the guy who just scored the touchdown. So you talk about double duty.
Yep.
He had a wide receiver and a DB.
Hey, Joe, doesn't Zach play another sport in White County?
Godfrey?
Yes.
I'm
trying to remember him playing
maybe. I'm not sure.
A game we broadcast before, either basketball or baseball.
He might play basketball.
This one may be coming back, fellas.
Yeah, I think it is. Dawson Gray was, I think, it's going to be called for an illegal block that he didn't agree with, because he was like, no, what are you doing? So from the spot of the foul, which was on the 35 of White County, it'll back it up 10. So he's going to get 9 yards out of it. It's going to be second down and one after the penalty. Might still be first down. There's going to only be 1 yard now. So the big gain right there by Cole.
And whatever record he was trying for, he's probably got it by now.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking he probably
will. We'll hear the final score with Joey Kinney. He'll join me during the final score between 11 and midnight here this evening.
First down and one at the 50-yard line. Cole Cable in motion. Oh, the ball's on the ground. They have to pick it up. That's McGarvey. McGarvey's going to scramble, go to the far side. The 40, the 30, the 25, the 20. Tries to leap a guy who grabbed him by the leg and pulled him down. Right there at the 20-yard line. Holy moly.
Well, that's lemonade or chicken salad out of that.
Yes,
that
sir.
It would have been for a 10-yard loss instead of McGarvey. Turns it into about a 30-yard gain down to the 19.
But, Joe, you cannot leap a guy, right?
Well, he was trying to jump. He wasn't trying to leap over him. The guy had him kind of on the side, and he was trying to jump around him.
That goes with that famous play with White County back in the day.
Yeah, you can't really leap over him, you know, like – a hurdler, but if they're on the ground, you don't want to step on them either.
Yeah, Zach Godfrey's the one that got him to come down. Ball's at the 20 now. North Hall has it first and 10. Sleeman hands off to 22 in the backfield. That's going to be Adams. Adams is going to scoot across the 15 down to around the 11. He gets 9 yards.
Well, you can talk about passing all day long here at North Hall. Their running game has been so efficient.
It has. Well, they wound up, you know, you come out with Tumbling the first of the year. Tumbling runs like gangbusters in game one and part of game two before he's injured. Now these other guys have really stepped up. We knew Parker Carlton could tote the rock, but now Allen and Adams have come in there and really done a good yeoman's work for the Trojans.
And you may see Tumbling back in the next couple of weeks too.
There comes number 22. He gets off the corner. Touchdown, Jacob Adams.
Boy, he picked his way down that line and then got to the edge and turned it up.
Yes, sir.
And again, North Hall has scored 7 touchdowns or passed their average of 46.5 points a game.
5:41 in the quarter. Going for point number 49 here in this game.
Again, we will have a running clock in the fourth quarter, folks.
Fighting back to attempt the extra point. McGarvey hold. The little chip shot is up. And it's good. 49-7, North Hall leads it with 5:41.
And we're back at more football here on 97.5 Glory FM in 1 minute.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back to school shouldn't mean back to the doctor. Make sure you go to Riverside Pharmacy for all of your health needs. They have everything from hand sanitizers to all of the vitamins you'll need. But if your child does get sick, then the expert pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy can get your family back to school by filling all of your prescriptions. They'll even deliver them in the Gainesville area. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Well, you see the difference between seniors and underclassmen, don't you, Joe?
You do. And the experience of being out there and, you know, just we always talk about it, game night situations, and you can tell a lot of the difference right there and how to react. Lining with a kickoff, it'll go down inside the 10, caught right there around the 7, out to the 20, the 25, had a little bit of a seam for a second, and then got squeezed in a hurry. Number 33 for the Trojans, Reed Baumgartner, comes in and makes the tackle. The ball carrier that time was Reed Penrose for White County.
Reed on Reed, in other words.
Yeah.
I tell you, to continue your point about these underclassmen playing against a bunch of juniors and seniors, there's a world of difference between a 14-year-old boy and an 18-year-old
boy.
Yeah,
exactly
right.
I'm
going to tell you that.
Well, right, and you know, Gary, you know as well as anybody playing, you know, all the years you did, that, you know, these guys that are freshmen may have just started lifting weights this year.
Well, that's true. You really keep the kids away from really lifting anything too heavy,
right,
until they get in the 7th or 8th grade.
Right. First down, back to passes. Freeman gets a little screen pass over to Clark. Clark around the 30, out to about the 34, they'll say.
That was Buddy Clark.
Buddy Clark makes the tackle. Clark on Clark.
Yep. Had Reed on Reed, now I got Clark on Clark.
But, so you know him well as anybody. I feel for Chad Bennett.
Yeah.
Head coach at White County.
Got 7 yards, second down and 7. You know, the thing is if folks will be patient, and we talk, Mike and I talk about it, Gary and I talk about it, the fans of White County got to be patient. You got a lot of young talent coming up, but you got to get experience playing.
And here's what you're doing now. You are working on things.
Right, exactly.
The game is out of hand. Okay, you're not going to catch them. But let's work on things, and let's do the things we do and try to do them well.
Hand off to Xavion. Xavion's going to get grabbed at the line by the waist and pull back with no gain.
43, Guevara again.
Yep, Guevara.
Another thing, this is a big rivalry, you know, between North Hall and White County that people will remember the rest of this year. Next week, the Warriors go to Dahlonega to take on another huge rival for them, taking on Lumpkin County at the Burial Grounds.
Back-to-back rivals, both of them on the road. That's pretty tough right there, guys.
You know, Guevara's, he's got good size for a backup linebacker. He's like 6'1", 215. Lord Hall has got some boys that are pretty big right now, but they've got some room to grow.
Guevara's just a junior, too, Gary.
That's what I'm thinking. He's got another – he could put on another 15 pounds and probably not – slow his speed down at all if he does it the right way.
Third down about 2. Got to get to the 42, right at the 40s where the ball is marked. Now it's going to be a timeout called by White County with 3:55.
We'll take it with them with the score. North Hall 49, White County 7. You're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Back here at the Brickyard, Sleeman in a hurry gets it out to Clark, but oh, wow, Buddy Clark read that one like you're reading the back of your hand there, Gary, and he got maybe a yard. I don't think he might have got the first down. It's really close.
Just a little crossing pattern over the middle from Freeman to Gaines Clark, and Buddy Clark was there to smack him. Yeah, I think they're going to give him the first down.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a nice pattern and a good throw. That's what I'm talking about here. You work on the stuff that you need to work on in this situation. You're not going to be throwing it down the field, a bunch of stuff, Hail Marys and all of that, because that just ain't going to work. All you're going to do is turn it back over to North Hall, and they're going to make it worse. So now you're just running your offense, getting some things down, making some improvement to use later in the season.
First down, ball's at the 37-yard line. Going to hand off to Xavion, tries to get around one guy, and then he's met by two or three green jerseys on the far side, down inside the 35 at the 34.
Stays in bounds, though, so the clock continues to move. He did not get back to the line of scrimmage.
Hunter Robinson, I think, is one of those guys. Looks like maybe Hunter Hanan Portillo in on it.
And y'all keep looking ahead to next week. North Hall's got a battle on their hands next week at Pickens.
Yes, sir, they do. East Jackson on top of East Hall, 32-24 in the third, according to this. There's a pass out to Gaines. Gaines Clark on a little slant. Nice job. You're going to be short of the first down, but a nice catch.
Boy, that was
wrapped up.
Threaded the needle that time. That was a little bit of a dangerous pass. He was throwing into triple coverage, but he threw it right on Gaines Clark's number one.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing right now, you're going to have North Hall, Pickens, and GAC at 2-0 going into next week's games.
Well, a lot of big green at that game next week, won't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Different shade, though.
Yep. Drew Cronin come in right now for J.J. Young, who kind of got shaken up a little bit on that last one. Third down, about 2 yards to go for the Warriors. 2:02 left here in the quarter. Freeman with three wideouts. They're in tighter than usual. Going to get it over here. Out of the backfield is Noel Lammers. Noel will have the first down across the 50 to the 49. Nice little screen out of the backfield. Donatelli brings him down at the North Hall 49. Picked up about five in a first down for the Warriors.
Boy, Donatelli at 5'4", 170 pounds, will lay a lick on you, won't he?
Yes, he will.
And so the big thing right now for the Warriors, about 90-plus percent of their offense is between Lammers and Clark.
Yep. Going to the guys that's getting the job done, basically, is the way I look at it. They'll bring it out there. Clark runs at 130. Ball marked at the North Hall 49. You know the Trojans don't want to give up another score. Warriors would like to get another one, though. Fumbled, but hand off to Lammers. Lammers scoots through there. A little hole open briefly at the 49, and he got to the 46. Picked up three. Second down and seven.
That was an interesting formation, Joe. Sort of an offset pistol, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of offset behind the quarterback. Got him. Stutter stepped in there. Freeman kind of mishandled the ball. He had to wrap it in his hand again before he handed it off to Noel.
Yeah, you got the quarterback, and you got a guy right off of his left hip. Then you got another guy right off of his right thigh.
Second down now, 6 yards to go. Oh, short six, long seven. Or long six, short seven, however you want to say it. Lammers gets it again, picking his way through. Lammers is going to get about two or three more yards down to the 43-yard line. Give him three on the pickup, be third down in about three. One, two, yeah, 3 yards to get the first down.
Maybe the last play of the quarter there.
Yeah, 28, 27, 26. Yeah, the play clock won't catch them, that's for sure. See if they want to get another one right here.
Well, and then, of course, as you said before, we will have a running clock in the fourth quarter. We'll stop for timeouts, injuries, and scores. But other than that, it should roll.
That'll be the end of it as both teams come to the sideline as the clock winds down. North Hall leads it after three quarters, 49-7.
Get ready for the running clock in the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Summer heat is here in North Georgia, and Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. With 24/7 service for your air conditioning and plumbing repair needs, we will keep you cool, comfortable, and dry all summer long. Our family and team have been delivering reliable, quality service for HVAC and plumbing when you need it for over 45 years. Give Conditioned Air Systems a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Championships or anything?
Back here at the Brickyard, 12 minutes to go as the clock will run on this first play. White County with the football, third down, about 4 yards to go to get the first down. Freeman back to pass, looking to pass, throws it over the top, got a man wide open, gains Clark for a long touchdown pass, 43 yards. He was wide open. He got behind number 13, which is Michael Donatelli that time. And Donatelli couldn't – he beat him by about 5 yards, and the pass was on the money.
He was open for – he was open by 10 yards.
Oh, but, yeah.
We mentioned, Joe, they've been hitting those spots, and North Hall's got that weak spot there in that defensive backfield.
Well, they brought a defensive back up, and then Donatelli, a linebacker, had to go back and cover him, and boom, Gaines just outran him back there. It's 49-13, trying to cut it to 14, trying to cut it to 35 points here. Clock will still run. It's not right now for some reason. I got stops on scores. Car in the kicking. It is up and it is good. 49-14 is your score with 11:51.
And we'll take another timeout back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Back here at the Brickyard, 11:51 remaining here in the contest. White County comes down in 9 seconds, goes down and does a nice little catch from Freeman to Clark.
I can't help but think that somebody in the defensive backfield for North Hall missed an assignment or something because he was really open.
Yep. Ward will do the kickoff, a little pop-up this time. It'll come down short on the far side. At the 32, that's Gray to the 40, the 45, the 50, and bounces across the 50 to about the 46.
Yeah, and there was a whole bunch of white shirts on him, and he still didn't go down. He was just out of bounds.
Big tight end, Dawson Gray that time.
He's a low.
And, Joe, I'm guessing now you're going to see some starters back in the ballgame with the Trojans.
You are. Every one of them back in there right now.
You got Rhett Johnson, a sophomore lineman,
number 66. Asher Chastain, a junior lineman. But you got Cole Lindleaf in the game.
They played yesterday in their JV game.
Yeah. There's not a brand new quarterback in there. That's number 2, Noah Kemp, the freshman. Oh, and he throws a pass down the far sideline to brother Ty Kemp, and Ty runs down the sideline for a touchdown.
Well, that's one way to answer a touchdown.
46-yard pitch and catch from brother to brother.
Kemp to Kemp.
Wow. How about that?
Noah show he's got an arm.
Yes.
And, of course, Ty can catch it. It's the best of them.
Ran down the sideline, got the easy first down, then went on down and got the touchdown. And Walker Vining will attempt the extra point as Noah Kemp will hold it this time. Noah holds it. The kick is up, and it is – good, 56-14, North Hall with 10:58.
We'll take time out. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Well, if they keep this up, the running clock doesn't make any difference.
That's true.
No, it doesn't, as we're back here, and what a job by the Kemp brothers.
Now, they will get ready again. You'll have, I'm guessing that Walker will still be doing the kicking. Yep, he's out there.
That's the thing about you, really, Joe. You got just your main team on special teams doing things.
Well, it's tough to start subbing on special teams.
Absolutely,
because,
Gary.
You know, you're not used to those people being out there, and you want to have the people that you know are going to know what they're doing and where they should go.
Vining with a long kick all the way down to the 5. Lambert's going to take it there to the 10, the 15, the 20. Stutter steps at the 5th, at the 20. All around. The ball came out. Luckily for White County, man's right there to fall on top of it when it fell out.
He's hit hard, Joe.
The number 17, Carson Ward, defensive back and place kicker for the Warriors, falls on top of it as Lammers had the ball knocked loose right there.
I see what North Holmes got on defense now, Joe. Sure is younger guys now.
Yep. 10-27. You've got John Millar in the game for North Hall. Wade Haynes still in the game, number 15. Drew Cronin, defensive back. J.J. Young back in the game.
I'm a little surprised White County is not subbing a little bit more.
Reed Baumgartner in at linebacker. Still got Dalton Hulsey and Buddy Clark. Buddy in the middle now. Freeman takes it, low snap. No Freeman, new quarterback back there. Hands off to Xavion. New quarterback is Bryn Robinson, one of those young guys that can run the offense. He's a sophomore. Played great ball for us.
Coach Bennett must have read my mind. I said I'm a little surprised White County's not subbing, and they put a new quarterback.
43, Daniel Guevara in on the line of scrimmage for North Hall. Looks like big number 60 still in the game for North Hall, Jacob Wright. Dalton Hulsey scooted over there and kind of played on the line for the Trojans. Got about a yard out of it, did Xavion. Bryn Robinson with one man back there. That's going to be Chris Nunley, the running back right there. Comes off to Robinson's left. Four wideouts for the Warriors. Gets the snap, hands off to Nunley. Nunley, well, far side. Got a few yards on that one. Guy had to catch him from behind and knock him down. And that looked to be number 43 on the tackle, Guevara. He's had several big tackles.
Yeah, right? And he ran him down and hit him hard.
That was number 3. That was Nunley. Nunley got about 7, maybe 8 on it. It's 3rd down and 2. Look over to the sideline. Robinson with his running back and all the receivers. Robinson backs up, tells Nunley where he needs to stand. Takes it, hands off to Nunley again. Same play going off the far side. Oh, he's grabbed up around the top of the jersey there and pulled down. Had a big arm tackle on his around his neck that time and brought him down from behind. Well, got a yard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously you're going for it. Try to keep your offense on the field, keep this drive moving.
4th down and 1. Donatelli in and Reed Baumgartner out for the Trojans.
Defense is looking over at the sidelines.
Bram Robinson, quarterback, tells Nunley to go over to my right side. 4 wideouts, ball, far hash mark. 7:43 and running. Robinson's going to follow the block, trying to get in there. Stuck his head in there. Good for Bryn, but let's see, did he get it? One, the line judge is short. The umpire's up there saying, I think he got it. What are they going to do right here?
Joe, you're going to love this. Down at Flying Branch, Falcons are trailing Eastside 28-23. Eastside's punting. Pressure on the punter. He tries to pass the football, and Riley Borey gets the ball for a pick 6, and the Falcons now have the lead.
Go, Riley. How about that? They went for it to get the first down as Robinson stuck his head in there, gets the first down for the Warriors. 7 minutes now coming up and running.
Well, the side judge just gave me a piece of bubble gum. So.
Ball's down at the 34.
I like that.
Robinson with one back beside him. That's Nunley. Nunley coming to this side this time. He's not going to get anything as Dalton Hulsey read that one beautifully and made the tackle and lost a few yards on that one.
Boy, he made him numbers to numbers, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And it bent him over backwards.
And again, clock running here in the fourth quarter with the Trojans with a big lead, 56-14.
That does your heart good as a defensive coach to see that kind of a tackle, because you know they're not getting out of that. That's not an arm tackle. That's numbers to numbers, wrapped him up and fall on top of him and knock him backwards.
Knocked him back about 6 yards. Second down, 16 to go.
There'll be a bunch of those TFLs tonight, isn't there, guys?
Yes, sir. Been several of them. Freeman, four wideouts again. Ball almost in the middle of the field. Not Freeman, but that is Robinson, excuse me. Brian going to roll out there now. Almost got tackled through it late, right into his bench. He was outside the tackle box, so really he could throw about to whoever, and he did, to keep from getting the more loss of yardage right there.
Still going to be third and what, 17?
Yeah, third and 17. Got to get to the 44. Ball is on about the 28, so about 16, third and 16.
Yeah, I was just eyeballing it.
5:30 now and running. 56 to 14. North Hall with the lead. They'll go to 2-0 in the region. White County will fall to 0-2 in the region. Robinson rolls to this side, looks, throws it late. Right, oh, Buddy Clark reached out there with that big left hand and knocked it down. Intended receiver was 26, Coleman Dockery, a freshman.
And now it's fourth down. What are you going to do? I mean, if you don't punt,
well, you're giving such a short field.
You're going to give it to North Hall on a short field.
Right.
If you do punt, you're still probably going to give it to North Hall on the short field. So.
Yeah. Well, the punter's coming out, Seabolt, which I think is the wisest of the two choices.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of got to punt it here. I mean, again, you're working on things that you can use in future games.
Well,
this game is basically decided.
It's that point, too, Gary, right now. If North Hall scores, I say, so what?
Yeah.
The freshman out there back to catch it for North Hall, Braylon Dobson, a freshman, back there with Linleaf, standing at the North Hall 41. Seabolt, good snap this time, and he'll get the kickoff. Decent kick, but it's still going to hit around the 45, hit at the 40, take a White County bounce down inside the 40 to about the 37, and that's where North Hall will take over, first and 10 with 4 minutes left here in the game.
That's about a 40-yard punt. That's about as long as punt of the night, isn't it?
Yep.
They got a chance to run the clock out too, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and honestly, Mike, right now I think I just run the ball, you know. And
yeah, there's no –
maybe got, between tackles.
You got nothing left to prove.
Right.
You got nothing really to gain.
All right, you've got Noah Kemp going in, quarterback. You've got another new man, Jackson Miller, a junior tight end going in at tight end.
You got Cam Keller Thomas, a freshman, going in.
Yep, running back going in there, number 9. He's in there, and then we got an official saying timeout White County, so maybe some personnel issues trying to get everything squared away right there.
Well, that gives North Hall a chance to do the same thing, so. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And go get some more names, Joe.
Ethan Wynn for White County, a little old meaty freshman standing, going to be a defensive back on this side. His shoulder pads look bigger than he does, Gary. You'll see him when he comes back down there on this side.
Yeah, well, and the running back that went in there is about the same thing.
Yeah. Now, letting these freshmen get in there now. They've all in their huddle, so I'll finish giving you some numbers in a few minutes. 3:30 during the timeout.
But you know, Gary, what I'm hearing, forget about the score. This is all what football is all about. You're learning a lot, and you're having fun.
Yep. Friday Night Lights, let all them young ones play.
As I said way a long time ago, there's no substitute for this.
Carson Ward's going to come over the defensive back on this side, so they took the little guy back out. They might have figured out he might be a little small for us out there right now. Chris Nunley in defensive back. You got Linleaf out at receiver on the near side. They only got one receiver. Well, they got one on the far side over there. Looks to be Kemp and two backs. Noah's going to have to take it himself. It is Noah Kemp. Noah one, oh, he got away from one guy and got out to about the 44-yard line.
He reached out at first, Joe, like he was going to try to hand it off to somebody. Nobody was there.
That's what I thought he was trying to do. Both the guys went right up there like they were blocking for him.
So he said, okay, well, if you're going to do that, I'll run it.
That was.
And he wound up getting about 7 yards.
Yep, Keller Thomas and Allen on the block there for him. This time they're going to throw it to this side. Lindleaf has it on the pass. Across the 45 out to about the 47. Be close to the first down. Tackle made by number 20, White County, Jack Johnson, a junior. Jack was a pretty good pitcher for them last year, if I remember, Michael, for White County on the baseball team. Clock will run with 2:40. First down is called, and it'll be first down at the 48 for North Hall. Wide outs, one on one side, one on the other. Ball on the near hash mark. Jack McCloskey, the wide out on the far side. Lindleaf over here. Going to hand off to Keller Thomas. Keller around the 50. Oh, he got bopped. One guy behind, and then 17. Ward got him in the front to bop him down there at the 45, but heck, he got 7 out of it, Gary.
Keller Thomas showed a little burst there,
yeah,
didn't he?
Did.
A little speed.
A little speed. The freshman comes around the corner, got those fluorescent yellow cleats on.
Yeah, there's a couple up there that one's got neon green on.
And, yeah, see Lindleaf's neon on there also.
Yeah, you find those guys in the dark.
Second down at 3 for the Trojans, 1:48 and running. Snap back to Kemp. Kemp looks to pass. He's going to throw it on the far side, a little low that time. I think it bounced up there. But they may say it's complete the way the line judge on the far side. And yeah, he got about a yard and a half. Give it down to the 43-yard line, excuse me. Be third down and 1 for the Trojan.
Well, what you do here is you run it, get the first down, and start taking the knee.
Yep.
I mean, you're going to run it twice anyway, even if you don't get it on this one.
Braylon Dobson, receiver, goes out far to the far side. One running back in the backfield. That's Allen behind Kemp. Now he comes up there in front of him. Kemp takes it. He's going to take it himself. Finds a little hole and gets about 2, maybe 3 yards before being pushed back.
Well, that's why you had Allen there, Joe.
Yep.
Lead the way. Let him get that yard. Get the first down. And now.
Got the first down. Got about 2.5, 3 yards up to the 40. And then and like you said, Gary, you can take it right there because the play clock started after the below the game clock, so they can let the time run out. Don't even have to run a play right here.
Yeah. That's what they needed just to get it.
That's what they're going to do. It looks like he's taking his headset off.
Yeah,
and that should be it. Yeah, they're coming to the sideline. North Hall will win this one 56-14. Gary will try to get a conversation with Coach down there in just a moment.
Yeah, we'll try to make it quick.
Again, the Trojans undefeated at 5-0. That's 15 out of 16 going back to last year, and 2-0 in Region 6 AAA. Trojans will be in Jasper next week to take on Pickens, while White County goes to Dahlonega. They'll take on Lumpkin County.
As the fireworks go off over there, kind of in that area around the flagpole. North Hall next week will be over in Jasper, in Pickens County.
And again, congratulations to Emma Clark, homecoming queen here at North Hall.
Just Emma, who is the homecoming queen. Undefeated, Coach. Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, so always feels good to get a win versus White County, who's one of your rivals. But, yeah, it feels good to keep winning, and we're going to fix our mistakes we made. We fixed those penalties that we had in the first half, apparently, so we didn't have as many in the second. But our kids played great. I'm happy with the way we played. A couple miscues here and there, but we'll fix it.
Yeah, and your offense, the last couple of games in particular, seems to have turned it up to another gear.
Offense been playing well. We just got to keep going. We got to keep doing what we're doing and keep trying to improve every week.
Your defense, except for a couple of big plays tonight, you gave up a couple of long ones, but that was about it.
Yeah, I mean, besides that, we missed tackles, let them break a long one, and then we just missed the line and allowed them to get a big play on the other one. So
now you hit it a really
a tough stretch here. Going to have to go on the road a good bit.
It's a tough stretch, and we're about to run a gauntlet right here. You know, Pickens was also undefeated. I don't know how they did tonight, but
I think they were leading the last time.
Yeah, right? So they're another undefeated team, ranked high in the state again, and we got to go to their place. That's going to be tough. So
all right,
that's our next one.
Well, enjoy this one for a little bit.
All right, thank you.
All right, Sean Pender.
All right, thanks, Gary. Thanks, Coach. Again, North Hall 5-0 the season. They are 2-0 in region play, while White County drops to 0-5, and they are 0-2 in region play. Trojans will be in Jasper against Pickens, while White County goes to the burial grounds in Alonica to take on Lumpkin County coming up next week. And coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM, we'll bring you our postgame show until the top of the hour. Final score, North Hall 56, White County 14. You're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
And we're back here at North Hall High School. Thanks for being with us here on 97.5 Glory FM. We are WGTJ, Murrayville, Gainesville, and W248DL, Murrayville, Gainesville. We'll join the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard Show in just a few moments here as we wrap things up here for North Hall. Trojans winning 56-14. Joe's got some final stats for us here quickly.
Yep. Total yards for North Hall, they had 101 on the ground, 19 rushes. And Sleeman was 23 of 28, 436 yards through the air, 537 total yards is what North Hall had, 20 first downs. White County, 11 first downs, 222 yards passing, 13 of 23 between Robinson and Freeman. And negative 3 rushing yards on 28 rushes for White County. Big, big job. Even though White County scored points, they did a really good job against the rush tonight for North Hall on defensive side of football. Rushing total rushes, Jacob Adams had 36 yards, Smith McGarvey 24, and passing Sleeman was 20 for 26. Noah Kemp was 3 for 3 tonight. Sleeman 384 yards, 3 TDs, and 52 yards for Kemp and a TD to his brother. Cole Cable caught 8 catches, 214 yards, a TD, and 60 was his longest. Ty Kemp, 7 for 139, 46 was his long. McGarvey, 4 for 61, 29 for North Hall tonight. Noel Lammers, the leading rusher, he had 24 yards, but the other guys were minus yardage on the rest of them.
One thing about it too, Joe, except for a kneel down in one of the ball games, North Hall's had over 500 yards of total offense in every game so far this season.
Yeah, they've done very well, and you know, when you tag on the penalty yards tonight, if you add those on, they're negative, but they're still over 500 yards tonight, and they're throwing the ball just unbelievably well. They're running the ball pretty doggone right now. The next week's going to be a test when they have to go to Jasper up to Pickens County, and they're going to be ready for them for sure. And Jack Pickens was beating Dawson just a little bit ago, 17-9. So we'll see how that one turns out up there.
Well, as we say right now, get ready. You're down 7-0 going to Jasper next Friday night.
Exactly. When you get off the bus, you're down 7-0. And I don't mean that a slight to anybody. It's just that's a tough place to play.
Yes.
And even at the old field, it was tough, and at the new field, it's tough. Either way, I remember the old field. Mike probably does too. They're in downtown, and now they're down out of town a little bit in a beautiful, beautiful setting up there looking back in the mountains. And it's a tough play on it.
It's tough to play. Forgive me for saying this, but it's tough with those Edwatt officials over there too. You got used to that, buddy. You know that.
Yes, sir, you do.
That's why we'll see what the Trojans do next week is they'll hit the road. The last half of the season, they have four road games, only one home game the rest of the way. So it's going to be a tough road coming up next week. And, of course, we'll bring you all the details here on 97.5 Glory FM. Again, it will be Lumpkin County playing host to White County. And our broadcast game of the week will feature Cherokee Bluff playing host to Oconee County. The Bears have the evening off. It is their first region game of the year in Region 8 AAA. Final score once again, North Hall 56, White County 14 on this homecoming and Hall of Fame night. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for our producer Nathan Laddy, for Gary Glenn, and for Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Wofford. Stay tuned. We've got the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up, and I'm back with you after 11 with the final score on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.